Now, this will be easy. I thought this out. As far as editing goes, for the Monday show on 1190, so it doesn't sound so dated because we're talking about the Super Bowl today.
Right.
What we can do is, who's playing?
Seahawks and the Patriots.
Okay. So what we do is we'll have to edit all this out. Yeah, well, congratulations to the Seahawks for winning the Super Bowl. Pause. Well, congratulations to the
Patriots.
Patriots for winning the Super Bowl. Now, let's flash back to Friday when we were placing our bets.
All right.
Good plan.
Then you just throw in the swoosh noise.
A whoosh.
Boom. And none of it sounds dated.
Okay.
I put some effort into the 1190 broadcast.
I know you have.
Well, you don't sound like it's, you don't seem encouraged.
I just don't think it matters. I appreciate it, and I like that you're doing it, and I'm happy to do it along with you. I'm not sure how much it matters. I'm not sure how much people actually notice it. I'm not saying it's not worth doing.
I just like the aspect of, first of all, if you want, I will edit this show for Monday today, not last Friday.
Man, you're going to get lost. I can see Doc Brown walking to the chalkboard.
So the timeline is skewed. Plus, I just like the whole idea of mind f***ing the AM listeners.
Sure.
How did they do that? Today's a rebroadcast. How did they know who was going to win the Super Bowl?
Are they on right now?
Maybe I should call in. No, they're in their flashback segment.
Sorry, impossible to call into the show in the past.
Do we want to place any bets? The only reason I bring it up is, I know you probably didn't pull the odds on anything. Let's just give me a reason to watch. Otherwise, I'm not going to care. I know one of the bets was whoever's singing the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it, chick?
This year it's Idina Menzel, who sang in Frozen, Let It Go.
Maybe that's not. Who's playing halftime?
Katy Perry.
That's it. Some of the bets on what color her hair will be.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's something.
Yes, it is. And as we've learned over the years, they absolutely will take bets on pretty much everything imaginable when it comes to the game. Whether or not there will be a wardrobe malfunction. Since the Janet Jackson Super Bowl, that bet is always in there.
I would go ahead and take that one out because Super Bowl is on what? CBS?
NBC this year.
Okay. Even though that was over 10 years ago? I can't think when the wardrobe malfunction was.
04, 05? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's probably 10 years.
They're still, the networks are still hypersensitive about it because the FCC couldn't make up their mind. Fine? No fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, a fine. Then I believe they overturned it. I could be getting that confused with the whole Bono thing when he said the F word during one of the award ceremonies. They fine that, then they overturned that, they considered it. I think they flip-flopped on the Bono thing a couple of times, finally deciding it was an excited utterance and that was not fineable.
You were correct.
Excited utterance being seeing a car wreck and going, oh, shit. We could probably get away with that if there was a plane that flew into a building next door and we could see through, you know, see it.
Yeah.
We could probably get away with a bunch of excited utterances.
Absolutely.
So,
I don't know.
I wouldn't waste money on the wardrobe malfunctions.
Yeah, but you know what? It's one of those long shot things. Hey, if it hits, like if Katy Perry has a boob pop out, then you might be rich.
She have big boobs?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'll put, if you guys want to bet cash, like small amounts, so it's not any big deal.
Sure.
I bet $25 on the Seahawks.
$25 on Seattle? Now, is that to win or to cover any sort of spread? I'm trying to look up the spread right now.
It depends on which way you want to go. If you want to go with the bookies, We could just do, you know, straight. Just
it looks like straight pick 'em.
What, Alfie?
It looks like Vegas has the Patriots by 1 point.
I know somebody ran, I can't remember who it was, might have been a university or whatever, they ran computer scenarios. I want to say they did it 50,000 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had the Seahawks winning by like 57 to something, I forget.
Like 57% of the time Seattle
That was
won.
It, 57% of the time.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that website. Yeah, they do that with matchups pretty much every week. And multiple sports. They run it through their computing 50,000 times, and they come out with, okay, like for the Super Bowl, Seattle will win this game in the mock-ups 57% of the time.
But there's still too many variables you can't work into that. Somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
They can, I guess, calculate in the weather, whatever it's
predicted
to be.
Yeah, they can calculate the forecast, but you know, it's since this game's in Arizona, there's not a whole lot of worry.
They playing indoors?
Actually, I think Arizona Stadium, I think it's one of those that's dual. I don't remember. I don't know if it's inside or if it has open air capabilities or not.
All right. Pull up a website. Anything you want to bet on?
Let's see. I got the top 10 prop bets if I can get the computer to scroll.
Alfie, can you keep track of these?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Put me $25 down for Seahawks.
Got it.
Kenzie, you want to bet?
Yeah.
Okay. Dan, what about you?
I'll go, I'm going to go $20 and I'll do Patriots.
Shouldn't we bet the same amount?
Okay, 25 Patriots.
Or is 25 too much?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Did you decide, you decided you wanted to bet? Did you decide how much?
Yes.
Well, okay, you just said, I said, did you want to bet? You went, yeah. I thought you were done.
I didn't know you wanted me to talk now.
How much?
$15 on blue hair for Katy Perry.
we're betting on who wins the game right now.
I want to do the hair.
All right, Alfie, write down 20. How much?
$15.
$15, Kenzie, blue hair.
Gotcha.
You realize if it's not blue, you got to pay us $15.
Yeah, I don't have that, but okay.
Then why are you
You can't deal with bookies and not have the money.
I'll get the money.
There's a reason why it's a very common thing in mobster movies.
Okay, let's do 10.
Do you have that?
Yeah.
Okay, 10 on blue hair, Kenzie.
All right, and this bet is for straight blue hair, right?
Yeah, straight blue hair.
All right.
Yeah, you don't get credit if there's streaks of blue. Blue hair.
Blue hair.
Hello?
I say 25 on the Seahawks. Less distractions, I think they're going to win.
Dan, you bet 25. Alfie, what about you?
I'll put 25 on the Pats as well.
Okay. Wow, this has been an excellent flashback so far.
I know.
What are some of the other bets?
Let me see here. What color will New England head coach Bill Belichick's hoodie be on Sunday? Blue is at even money. Says Belichick has worn gray and red in the past two Super Bowl appearances for the Patriots, both losses. So they're assuming that he changes things up and for superstitious reasons and goes blue.
So I did. What do we do? You, bet five.
You can
yes, five no.
You can bet on blue, gray, red.
What is the predominant color for this? He's coach for the Seahawks.
Patriots. Blue, gray, red.
All right, I'll go $5 blue.
Okay.
You?
I'm going to go gray. I'll go $5 gray.
$5 red for me. I think he's going to be mad.
Kenzie?
$5 blue.
Alfie?
Dan had gray. Clo took red?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put $10 on red.
Any reason?
I think he's going to want to try and break whatever mojo or keep whatever mojo he has.
But they lost the last couple of times.
Still, he made it to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
How many times will Gisele Bündchen be shown on TV during the game?
I know she's a model. I don't know who she's.
She's married to Tom Brady.
Just to give you a Choice.
It's like an over-under 1.5 times. But Tom Brady said that his wife and kids were sick this week, so that's the possibility they may not even be at the game.
$10 twice during the game.
Okay. I'm going to say she'll be a no-show.
Okay.
$10.
$10 no-show.
Five once.
Alfie?
I'm with Rush. They're going to show her twice. 20 on that.
Okay.
Rob Gronkowski, score a touchdown in the game. Will he or won't he?
Who's he play for?
Patriots. He's their biggest receiving threat.
These aren't that interesting. Don't they have anything like somebody burst into flames?
Or it's like somebody smack a cheerleader on the sideline. That's my favorite. Love that.
He means accidentally run into them.
Accidentally. No one gets hurt.
Not just... Not like he just runs by and holds his hand out on the way by and goes, hey, I'm going to the end zone. Word to your mama.
Yeah, I think that would kind of fly in the face of the whole domestic stuff NFL's been trying to avoid this year.
We can do whoever's ahead at halftime.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Halftime, I'll take the Raiders.
They're not playing.
Then I won't bet too much.
Oh, that's probably wise.
I got the Raiders. Maybe I was thinking Patriots. Let's see. Who's had a better year, the Patriots or the Seahawks?
I think the Patriots might have had a better record, but they're both really good.
I'm going to go with the Patriots at halftime because whatever they're going to do to cheat, they'll stop at halftime.
Okay.
25 Patriots at halftime.
Got it. Yeah, I'll actually match Russ on that one. I agree.
Flo?
I got 25 Seahawks.
Kenzie?
10 Patriots.
All right.
Will Idina Menzel forget or admit or omit at least one word of the national anthem?
I don't know the chick. The chick, yeah?
Yes.
And we know her from Frozen?
Mm-hmm.
She done anything else?
Broadway. Lots and lots of Broadway.
Where is she from?
Oh, man, I don't know.
What's her name?
Idina Menzel.
Okay. She could be from here.
I think she is.
I go $20 she blows at least one word.
Okay. I'll go $20 that she nails it.
I go $20 that she nails it, but she may add something.
Pick one.
All right. 20 that she nails it.
Kenzie?
15 nails it.
Alfie?
She's going to nail it. I'll put 10 on that.
Okay. I don't know anything about her, so everybody always seems to, they want to add something, and in the course of adding their own twist, they end up blowing something. I think one of the few people that got everything right and still pissed off the crowd was Roseanne Barr. Whatever her name was at the time.
Yeah. No, that was it. It's one of those where...
That was a baseball game, though, wasn't it?
Baseball or basketball, but yeah.
Why'd she make people mad?
She grabbed her crotch and spit afterwards, like baseball players do.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that's after she didn't even try to sing it well. She just basically screeched it.
Oh.
They knew what they were getting. I don't know why they're ever surprised. Like Whitney Houston did it 1 year. I don't know for what, but I think she did a good job.
Mm-hmm. I think hers actually went down as one of the all time greatest.
But if you pick somebody like, I bet Luke Bryan would get it right. Give us a taste, Luke.
Of the national anthem?
I have no clue what key it's in. I know it's. Starts out low.
Woo!
I was not prepared for the national anthem singing.
Is this the way you would address the crowd?
Right now, yes. I would like to have words with my manager for not giving me the heads up on this here event. I was supposed to be eating chicken wings and Fritos at my house.
Yeah, I saw some news story said, here's Luke Bryan's plans for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got that. There's also some audio that goes with it. It's cut 15. Someone actually caught up to Luke Bryan. Not sure where it's from, but talking about who he was going to pick for the Super Bowl.
What cut?
15.
Got it.
My thoughts on the Super Bowl.
Is this really him?
Yes.
Really?
Either he's getting worse at doing Luke Bryan or you're getting better.
Although I'm really mad at myself now when you asked, is this really him? Because I'm thinking, damn it. I should have done that.
My thoughts on the Super Bowl.
Say it.
My money's on the gerbils.
Oh, my thoughts on favorite. The Super Bowl, I am, you know what? I am completely neutral.
I am Switzerland. I'm going to hang out here in between the two teams and just feel a nice, big, manly sandwich. Wait, that came out bad. I'd like to reverse that.
Would you like to just possibly eliminate the coin toss? Who is it for each side? Who gets to call the heads or tails?
Those are the captains.
Okay.
Captains, sorry. Who are you asking?
I'm asking Luke. Well, okay. Instead of the coin toss, it would be whichever captain gives you the best hug.
Man, that'd be great. I'll stand out there on the field in the middle of the biggest game, the biggest arena. Oh, man. Tom Brady going to give me a hug. And then I'll give him a little pull. Then I'm going to reach over to Russell Wilson for Seattle and say, hey, man. I have to look down at him because he's tiny. And then I'm going to take his big hands and wrap him right around my waist.
I like your slow dancing.
Mm-hmm. We're going to waltz.
So you're going to hug Brady first and then tell the Russell guy, hey, Tom was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to sell this one, brother.
And because you're little, I'm going to have to lead. Otherwise, it's just going to look weird.
Sit back and enjoy.
You guys have issues.
My thoughts on the Super Bowl. I am...
I have thoughts.
You know what? I am completely neutral. I'm going to sit back and enjoy the Super Bowl. Kind of lean to the Patriots a little bit because I'm East Coast. Seattle's way out there. But I love you, Seattle. So don't take it personally.
I got so lost in the clip, I forgot who he picked.
He said, I'm leaning a little bit towards the Patriots, but I still love all my fans in Seattle, mainly because they have made me very, very rich. And I do not want to piss off the 12th man, even though they stole that from Texas A&M. And everybody knows it.
Hey, you know, at one point, Tom Brady has driven his truck into his own pond.
Brady did too?
Yeah.
Man, I don't feel so bad. My wife always tells me that I'm the idiot, the only one that ever does it. So I can tell her, ha, face.
You have to do the hand thing again.
Uh-huh. Face.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:36, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is at KETL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by KTX 821. Let's start off in Fort Worth. Northbound Loop 820 right at Randall Mill. Got an accident there. That has traffic jacked up back from I-30. In Dallas, eastbound I-30 right at Ferguson. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Haskell. And finally, in downtown Dallas, westbound Elm Street right at Houston. Road construction has the left lane blocked right across El Centro. Traffic there is jacked up back from Griffin Street. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Marshalls. Cloudy tonight, 43 for a low. Tomorrow, afternoon rain with a high of 58. Right now, 57. And 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay. Do you know what it's from?
No, but I know I've heard it.
I bet you haven't.
Okay, then no, I haven't.
Dan, you know it?
No. It sounds familiar, but I don't know exactly what it is.
Iron Man 3?
Nope. Want it again?
Sure.
Sure.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
One of the classic sports themes?
Rocky.
Okay, let's listen to the theme to Rocky and see if it sounds anything like that.
Oh, that's the same. Good job, Kenzie.
It's close.
I'm not saying. Well, listeners will know.
Superman.
You want to just guess Star Wars while you're at it?
I know it's not Star Wars.
How do you know?
Because I know what Star Wars is.
How does it go?
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun.
I think that's either...
It's the Imperial March.
Oh, okay.
That's different.
Sort of sounded like Dragnet.
It starts... Yeah, yeah. She had it going.
I just give the listeners a chance, since they hear whatever we're doing 30 seconds late.
Is this something that you've been listening to recently? Or just say something just popped in your head?
Larry's got it. Yes, Larry.
Theme show to Blue Bloods on Friday nights, CBS Channel 11.
Do you watch it?
Watch it all the time.
Obviously. He knows the song, so he watches it.
Good show.
Great show. Love it.
What do you like?
Good.
What do you like about it?
It makes you think. It's a good show. Well written. Well acted.
Even though it's got a lot of, to me, it's got a lot of sort of antiquated values, but you don't really see that on TV anymore. And it kind of shows the inside view of the commissioner's office and things he has to deal with. All right, here's the right thing to do. Here's the legal thing to do. And morality's got to come into play sometime. And who's going to trim my mustache? All right. Thank you, boss.
Yeah, I have not seen an episode. Therefore, there was no way I was going to know that tune. Although it does sound a little bit like NFL Films music.
Yeah. Or any score to any triumphant scene in a movie.
Yeah.
I could see how it would maybe be some Star Wars-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's also got to be one of the shortest themes that I've heard. It's 20 seconds long. It's just enough time to get everybody's face name in there.
That really is the whole thing?
Yes.
I thought this was just like a truncated version. Martin Show.
That's it, Slick.
Yeah, that's. I never would have guessed that as for a TV show theme.
Okay. Let's see. All right, are we done with the flashback on the gambling on the Super Bowl?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Audio you want to get to?
Yes. Speaking of the big game, let's see. Cut number 13. Snickers released their Super Bowl ad yesterday. That's a new thing. All the advertisers released the spots early for some reason. So anyway, Snickers released theirs.
I don't get that because there's a debate now. Is it really a good idea? What, do you have a story on this? Am I blowing something?
No, I'm just nodding in agreement. I saw what you did.
Is it a... What did I do?
I saw the same thing you did.
Oh. Is it a good idea? Well, for the networks, I'd say no. For the advertisers, yes.
Yeah, that's why it stood out to me. I didn't read the story. I just saw the headline, and I just said yes, and just kind of moved on because it seems like a no-brainer to me. If I'm going to spend millions of dollars for this 30-second spot to air, and that's just so it gets on the air, that doesn't include the production cost of it. Yeah, I'm going to put that thing everywhere.
That was one thing I meant to ask Don Jeans. That's his name, isn't it?
Yes.
From the Budweiser commercials, if he had any clue what the production cost was on any of the Bud spots that he had done.
Would be a good question.
Because nobody ever really throws that into the equation. They just go, holy crap, we're paying $4.5 million for 30 seconds during the Super Bowl.
Especially when movies come out, like it's like the Avengers movie comes out. It's like, we know that, you know, there's a budget for it, and they'll say it costs $250 million to shoot and to market, all that kind of stuff. I'm surprised we don't hear about it for the commercials.
I did finally watch the entire new Budweiser commercial.
With the puppy?
Yeah.
And?
It's fine.
Just fine?
First of all, I'm an animal pussy.
You're not. I wouldn't characterize it in that fashion.
And I still contend that Budweiser specifically looking for things that are going to make men cry. Mm-hmm. Women, that's easy enough. Oh, look, a wilted flower. Oh, a Dooney and Burke purse that was on sale and I missed the sale. Something like that they're going to cry about.
Yep.
Guys, if it's animal related, there's some type of patriotism.
And in these, like the puppy spots, it's about, you know, friendship.
Bonding and losing a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing, I don't know if anybody in this room has ever lost a dog, but making that poster and putting their picture on there, it is, I would rather get arrested every day in South Lake for the rest of my life than have to put one of those posters together again.
I never have had to do that, thank God. Now, there were a couple of times when my dog Joel got off his leash and decided to have like a fun run amok time. And for a brief moment, I thought, fine, just leave. Because after 30 minutes of chasing him and I'm covered in mud, my own snot, and I'm wet. I'm like, fine, you want to leave, just leave. And then I go, then I catch him, then I hug him. And then he laughs at me.
And I change his name to Luke or Garth. But yeah, I watched it. You know, I'm also big on animals coming to the aid of other animals, mm-hmm. you know, like dolphins or animals saving humans. So yeah, it was cool to see. Kenzie, have you seen the spot yet?
Mm-mm.
Do you even know the Budweiser spots? Like the no. The one from last year, if I have this correct. It was, he raised the Clydesdale
mm-hmm.
to full grown.
Yep.
Then turns it over to Budweiser.
That was either, might have been 2 years ago.
What was last year then?
I think it was with the first one with the puppy. And I forget exactly what happened with it.
The dog kept, it kept coming back to.
To visit his buddy, the Clydesdale. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, either way.
But that's still my contention. Budweiser may not admit to it, but that's why they're doing it. There's no reason to tug at men's heartstrings. They're doing it just to be pricks.
I don't think we're
going to make them cry, especially since a lot of guys like to watch the Super Bowl in big groups.
They're not doing it to be pricks. They're doing it just because they want. They're doing it because they want you to buy beer, and they're doing it in a fashion.
Well, a dog running off from being lost and then being threatened by a wolf, and all of a sudden Clydesdales comes to his rescue.
That makes me want to drink a Bud right now.
It does. It builds loyalty, and it shows that it's a bonding with the viewer, but it's got nothing to do with beer. Now, if the puppy had to come back drunk, and the wolf growls at him, and the dog just pulls a pistol on the wolf. Who's the wolf now? Huh?
I'm drunk and I got a gun.
Wolf.
I'd be curious to know the psychology behind it, if there is, you know, some type of, you know, the underlying purpose of it, other than, you know, to buy beer. But
that is the underlying purpose.
But I mean, what are they doing to make you want to buy the beer? For me, it's almost like, it's so cute. It's so touching. It makes me want to buy Bud products just to say, you know, as a reward for, you know, putting in some effort and making me feel things.
Because short of the Bud logo at the end of this year's spot, I don't think they ever said anything about beer. You just see a guy who's all got lost, putting up posters. He's sad.
Mm-hmm.
How does the dog find his way back? Do the Clydesdales go get him, or he just finds his way back?
He just finds his way back home. Oh. It's a dog, so he just follows his scent. Well, Kenzie's already tearing up, and she hadn't even seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to watch it.
And before the Clydesdales know he's back.
What's a Clydesdale again?
It's about the size of a
football?
Yeah. You know, those little horses? We can't make this funny.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
I knew it was a horse. I just didn't know what kind of horse.
Yeah, the Clydesdale,
it is a horse, right?
Yeah, the Clydesdale horses, the Budweiser horses.
Yes,
they use those because they fit on like TVs. They're formatted to fit your screen. They're
You're
little.
Messing with me.
Now they had to change when we went digital.
Mm-hmm.
The horses used to be 4x3.
Wait.
Now they're 16x9.
Yep.
That does what?
They're 2,000-pound horses. That's a Clydesdale.
I told you. Told you we could do it.
Yeah, but I had to pop the delay on it.
But listen to the aftermath.
You do know what a Clydesdale is. A Clydesdale horse.
It's a big, is it it's a about, racehorse horses?
No, it's the ones that pull the Budweiser wagon.
Oh, okay.
The ones that look like they're kind of wearing flared pants.
Yeah, yeah. Bell bottoms.
Boots with a fur.
Okay, yeah, I do.
They're also very common in, do you go out in Sundance Square?
Yes.
They lead the carriages.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what they are.
Sometimes. Big horses.
About 18 hands, a little over 6 feet tall, 2,200 pounds.
With the long hair.
Big horses.
Mm-hmm.
Majestic.
Not the size of a football.
I'm curious why they picked Clydesdales. Probably the largest horse out of all of them.
They're working horses. So like the way they pull the wagon, basically the Budweiser wagon, that would be true to history because Clydesdales like to pull things.
But do you really need, well, they have like eight? You really need 8 1-ton animals?
Well, it distributes the load. It makes it a little bit easier on them and also just looks badass.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to be like, oh, you know, I got a pair of Clydesdales, but instead you got 8? Damn.
You got 8 tons of horse. What are you hauling? Case of beer.
That's what they did after Prohibition. The Budweiser Clydesdales brought beer on the first day after Prohibition was repealed. Here, President. Here's some beer.
A case.
I think awesome. It was 2 cases.
And they're not even twist-off tops.
You trying to tell me you couldn't at least bring a bottle opener on that thing?
Damn.
You got to watch. We have to make Kenzie watch.
The horses save the dog or help it find its way home?
He finds his way home. And I watched it in bits and pieces. And right as the puppy's about to get to the house.
You're ruining it for her.
Shut
Let
up.
Her watch
well,
it.
Either it's a good spot or it's not. If it's good, she'll cry every time.
It's just a nice surprise is all I
And say. A wolf pops up out of nowhere and starts growling at the puppy. Because he's a puppy, you think, all right, this little bastard's dead.
No.
Then you see the inside of the stables, and you don't see the horses. You just see the gates rumbling.
Aww.
And you see this breath come through the gates. And all of a sudden, all these Clydesdales are right behind the puppy. And the wolf goes, yeah, this noise.
Aww.
The puppy just sits there and goes, that's right. Think through next time, motherfucker.
Awesome.
So I still contend they're trying to make us cry during Super Bowl games. You know Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, they've got money. They probably got plants in every large venue where they're watching the Super Bowl to see how many men cry. And they come back and laugh about it. What can we do next year? We're going to have to kill that puppy off.
Oh, no, you won't.
Or have the puppy shot and make it a cliffhanger for an entire year.
Oh, my God. That'd be bad. I think people would riot. God.
I would sue.
Because they have to keep amping it up.
Yeah. Well, it follows the story and the life of this puppy. At some point, if they really follow this arc, the puppy that befriends the Clydesdales, the puppy's going to have to get old eventually.
And then a Clydesdale's kneeling at his gravesite.
Oh, my gosh.
Or the puppy gets rabies and the Clydesdales have to stomp him to death.
See, obviously, Kenzie, you have not seen Old Yeller.
Oh, I have. Well, I closed my eyes.
Well, he still dies.
Yeah.
Russ.
He got rabies. Are we going to have to put him down?
Where the red thorn grows. Red fern grows is worse.
And the puppy.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, Jesus.
Do y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
We're very big on that. We're very supportive behind whatever thoughts are going on in your head.
No, you're not.
You beat us again.
She's always 2 steps ahead. So anyway,
where are we going with this?
We started with, which we never played, Cut 13. Is Snickers released their Super Bowl ad yesterday, and this is what you remember the Brady thing that was made popular when Marsh
got hit in the nose with the football.
That's it.
And then her nose swelled up.
Yes. Now imagine her played by Danny Trejo.
Are you jacking with me?
I am not. I was so ecstatic to see this one today. I was like, oh my God, that is awesome.
And they hit me in the nose, and now it's swollen, and now my skin doesn't look as smooth. It looks like somebody poked me in the face with a machete.
And playing the part of Jan, middle chick, is Steve Buscemi.
Oh, my gosh.
Danny Trejo plays Marcia.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Buscemi plays Jan.
Yeah.
Marcia, what happened?
Peter hit me in the nose with a football. I can't go to the dance like this.
Well, I'm sure it was an accident, sweetheart.
An eye for an eye. That's what Dad always says.
Never said that, honey.
Shut up! Time to teach Peter a lesson.
Marcia, eat a Snickers.
Why?
Who's the female voice?
I don't even know.
Are there other actors in this? It's not just Danny Trejo and Steve Buscemi.
I think so. I haven't actually seen the actual commercial.
Female voice is supposed to be Mrs. Brady.
Who's playing Mrs. Brady? Danny DeVito?
No, it just looks like it's her.
Oh. Well, which one? Florence Henderson or Shelley Long?
Florence.
Yeah.
Oh.
Marcia, what happened?
Peter hit me in the nose with a football. I can't go to the dance like this.
Oh, they should have added something. Peter hit me in the f***ing nose with that f***ing football. Sucker.
Well, I'm sure it was an accident, sweetheart.
An eye for an eye. That's what Dad always says.
I never said that, honey.
Shut up! Time to teach Peter a lesson.
Marcia, eat a Snickers.
Why?
You get a little hostile when you're hungry. Better? Better.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
Jan, this isn't about you.
It never is.
And then I killed them all.
Yeah, that's what they did. They basically just put... They had the scene from Brady Bunch, and they just put
Brady Bunch, the series or the movie?
I think it was a series or the movie, whichever had the football thing.
I'm not sure if they tried it in both.
I think so.
I know they tried milking the Brady Bunch, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
First one was sort of all right. And then when finally Mike Brady becomes president of the United States.
Seriously?
I think that was made for, I want to say TV, but that's. Even insulting to television.
Yeah. President?
Yeah, he had won the lottery somehow by accident. And I don't know. And then ends up, the president has to resign. I didn't watch the whole thing.
You know what? I'm
sorry. I hate the fact that I even know about it.
I think you should be angry. And I
think they should redo the Brady Bunch and they just do a relaunch. With different people. Steve Buscemi is Jan.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Trejo is
Marcia.
I think Danny DeVito could be Cindy.
Oh, that'd be great.
What was the name of the housekeeper?
Alice.
Alice, yeah.
Yeah. Gilbert Gottfried. Do you know why nobody on the Brady Bunch... Never cleans up rooms.
Why?
Because the Simpsons haven't done it yet.
That's a good impression.
Thank you.
Although, hearing you say that Mike Brady wins a lottery and becomes president for some reason now, I don't like the Brady Bunch. I never really watched the TV show. It always annoyed me, and I think the reason why is because they're always so happy and they don't have any real problems. This commercial with the movie, the TV show, is a great example. The biggest problem they had on that episode was some girl getting hit in the face by a football. Why don't you get some real problems?
Well, you have to understand, in high school, people's appearance do make a difference.
Yes, it does. But in this one, they're worried about, I can't go to the dance because my nose got broken. By today's standards, my nose got broken and she hangs herself. That's real problems.
Or her nose got broken and she goes... Yeah, Suge Knight did it. And she gets a date. Suge Knight hit me with a car.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Four oh four. This is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Starting off in Dallas, eastbound I-30 right at Ferguson. Got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages, though. Traffic is backed up back from Haskell. In downtown Dallas, westbound Elm Street right at Houston. Road construction has the left lane closed right across from El Centro. People out there cleaning out some storm sewers. That has traffic jacked up back from Griffin Street. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound Loop 820 just before Trinity Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's jacked up back from I-30. No, it doesn't. What was I saying? Well, maybe. I'm sorry. What the? If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. No, I'm sorry. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Marshalls. Cloudy and 43 tonight. Tomorrow, rain and a high of 58. Right now, 57. The 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm proud of iHeart's Show Your Stripes, Hire Smart, Hire Vet program. I'm also proud of the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Russ and his listeners support the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to russmartin.com.
One of the emails I got back from Mr. Pittman after he cut that liner for us for the foundation, because he offered to do it.
Right.
I said, you know, just the standard. I only went to community college, so I don't really have good words to say thank you. And he goes, I understood. He goes, are you going to stay now? So I'm guessing my contract wasn't totally done. I thought it was, though.
I did, too.
But it was nice to have the chief executive officer and the president of iHeartMedia. Are you going to stay now?
Yeah.
And then follows up with, he didn't have to. He did. I thanked him enough for just cutting the PSA. He didn't have to. We've got over 800 stations, untold number of shows, jocks, employees, and he picks us, cut that PSA for, unsolicited, and then sends.
Are you going to cry?
Yeah. Money to the foundation. Without even putting his name on it. I just figured it out. It said, I should have been able to figure it out. It said the Pittman Family Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got Pittmans that live here.
Yeah, there are a few.
So I had to email him. I went, was that you? Yep. And I got a little smiley face emoticon from our CEO.
Man's got, he's got some touch.
He does.
Good deal.
But I don't know, but I may have to go to the bathroom, take a big dump, and man.
You going to make that like a team effort, like grab a line of people? Like,
I know. I think we just get somebody higher up in the company and go, hey, Bob Pittman likes me. I just took a dump. Stick your head in that toilet and see do it smell, because my money is it don't.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least Mr. Pittman thinks it don't.
Hey, Patrick, what are you up to?
Yeah, he didn't send an email going, hey, I'm going to donate to your foundation. And just whatever. Just
yeah, he just did it.
Out of nowhere, I get $500. So, and then Jerry Reynolds from the car pro from WBAP sent $1,000 today because I haven't donated in a while. I just felt like I needed to.
Damn.
And with Jerry, it's always a grand.
That's beyond wonderful.
Now, I haven't gotten really a whole lot of money from Ben Garrison in a while.
You just did over Christmas.
Yeah, but that was Christmas.
It was also like $1,500.
That was grand.
Are you trying to guilt him into more?
See.
I really can't judge you negatively on it as much as I want to, because that's what a lot of charitable groups kind of do.
No, I don't. Like I've said before, probably less than 2% of the money in the foundation comes from straight-out donations. And a good portion of that is Jerry Reynolds and Ben Garrison.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other people that donate from time to time, but... Ben and Jerry.
Hey.
They're always good. That's the only reason I did Merle over the holidays. As soon as Ben called and went, I got
$1,000. I get $1,000 foundation. You do whatever it is they want you to do.
I went, all right, that's a cash check with Ben.
Yeah.
That's done. And I think the biggest reason he doesn't like me to thank him on the air is, first of all, he's embarrassed by it. But just, he doesn't do it for the accolades.
Right.
And I bet his wife probably chews his ass.
Oh, yeah.
You gave Russ Martin $1,000 to see Merle Haggard? Yeah. I'm calling your daddy.
Okay. More audio? Where do you want to go?
Let's see. Actually, yeah, there was, what?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out, push the news music or look for audio.
No, we're going to look for audio. We had, I think it was a couple nights ago. Do you remember Kennedy, MTV VJ?
Sort of.
Okay. She has a show now on Fox Business Channel. And one of her first guests, this is Cut 14, was Shepard Smith from the big Fox News Channel.
Refresh me a little bit. What did Kennedy look like?
Dark curly hair, glasses.
Okay, got it. Kind of the glasses, not exactly like what clothes got on, but something like that.
Very similar, yeah, the black rim glasses. And the weird thing is
that they're more slender than they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the weird thing is she actually looks almost the same now that she did back when she was a VJ.
Whether it's a war, a celebrity death, or some cataclysmic weather event, I get down on my knees and I'm thankful for your existence because I love watching you cover Breaking News.
The thought of you on your knees is a wonderful one. We love calamity, as you know.
Like you really want a woman on her knees, Shepard. Nice cover. Now you're using Kennedy from VH1 as a beard.
Wonderful one. We love calamity, as you know.
We do.
Congratulations on the new show. This is awesome.
I know, Chef. Isn't this legit?
I'm so excited.
Any advice for me for the new show?
Wear less clothes. No. That's what I would suggest. I like your...
Add more mascara, eyeliner, like me, Shepard Smith.
Lots of foundation.
Style a lot. You know, I like to go out to the bars with you and things like that. Yeah. And I think part of the great charm of you is your wardrobe, and I love it.
You make me sound like I wear tube tops and hot pants
you
when we
should.
Go out. Okay.
Wow. You should. It's at the front of my closet.
We can go out and be twins. Look, just two Fox people hanging out.
So she's on Fox.
Fox Business, yes.
Does she have a background in business?
I'm going to doubt it. I have no idea.
And I'm curious to what she's done since the VH1 or MTV?
MTV.
You know what? That was... a decade before Kenzie was born.
Yes.
Do you even know who MTV jocks were?
I do remember the VJs. I really do. I'm just trying to think of what their names were.
I bet you remember Kurt Loder.
Loder.
I think so.
Because I think, and he's still there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's like the old guy at the disco.
Mm-hmm. His face is also like the white Danny Trejo.
I'm going to Google that.
Because he was... not elderly, but he was mature when he started at MTV.
Yeah.
I think he did the news.
He did.
I like your style a lot. You know, I like to go out to the bars with you and things like that. Yeah. And I think part of the great charm of you is your wardrobe, and I love it.
You make me sound like I wear tube tops and hot pants
you
when we
should.
Go out. Okay. I love everything about you, and I'm so glad you were here. Thank you so much.
Fox Business Network is better for your being.
You are. The world is better for your being, and I pray for more chaos, Shepard Smith.
Man, there's not a wet taint in that house.
Mm-mm. You're going to show up and just be all tongue.
Well, he is, as far as, I don't know how he is with men, but he's charismatic with women.
Absolutely.
Fox Network is a better place because you're here.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish I was turned on by this. Trust me, if I went your way, baby, I'd be all over you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more of a Danny Trejo fan.
Like my men rough.
Rough, and like they've lived a rugged life.
I am Danny Trejo. I have lived a rugged life. I shave with machetes.
New ones.
Yeah, not even new ones. I like to
take... exfoliate with cinder blocks. That lava salt, that's for pussies.
I think you could actually start one of those things, you know, the whole list of the things that Chuck Norris does.
Uh-huh.
Fist comes out of his beard. Oh, I can't remember any of them.
Yeah, Chuck Norris doesn't do push-ups. He pushes the earth down.
Right. Start things with Danny Trejo, like...
I exfoliate with cinder blocks.
Mm-hmm. It's the Danny Trejo spa. Here's the menu at the Danny Trejo spa.
Do you want the cinder block exfoliation... or just for me to pummel you with my fizz?
And if you go into where the little fish, you know, nibble on your feet for the pedicure, those are actually piranhas.
They're not really piranhas. They're all my baby Trejos. We put them in the water. We're training them.
Oh, okay. I'm a big snorkeling family.
Yeah. What did I say?
Yeah, I
think you're right. Yeah. Did you find Kurt Loder?
Yes.
You recognize him?
Mm-hmm.
I remember just, I think J.J. Jackson was one of the original MTV VJs.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Curry.
He's the one I always remember because he's the one that my sister always had the big crush on.
He had the one with the hair.
Yeah, the big blonde hair.
Mm. Was it blonde?
Oh, yeah.
Kinsey one that looks like Howard Stern.
Who does?
One of them.
That could be Adam Curry.
I don't know. There was another guy. He was mainly the rock guy at night, who's Kinsey's talking about. But I forgot his name.
What were you going to say, Alfie?
Kinsey probably best remembers, God dang it, now I forgot. The guy who does the Today Show now.
Carson Daly.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was St. Matt Lauer.
Yeah, that's where Matt got his start on Total Request Live.
The weather guy from the Today Show? That short, fat, black man? He was the MTV guy?
Jesus.
I'm almost done. Really? Al Roker?
Yeah, and that older guy that does the Smucker's birthday thing.
Man, I can never remember his name, but him too?
Willard Scott.
Willard Scott was an MTV VJ?
This is the breeding ground for future Today Show hosts.
Okay. In war audio, you will start news.
We can start news.
I see you've got a clip. The GoDaddy controversial Super Bowl puppy ad, which I meant to ask Danny Jeans from the Budweiser spot about it, but I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any dialogue here, or is it all music?
It's the end of the it's the end of the spot, so there's some dialogue when the puppy is lost and then finds its way back to the farm.
Is it worth playing?
Yeah.
Okay. This is one that
controversy.
Yeah, GoDaddy released it ahead of time, and it's a parody of the Budweiser spots with the puppy and that. And I'm guessing that the scenario is there's a puppy that keeps getting lost or keeps finding his...
No, just one puppy that just got lost, found its way back home, and this is where it picks up.
Look, it's Buddy! I'm so glad you made it home!
Because I just sold you on this website I built with GoDaddy.
Ship him out!
Get your domain and website all in one place at GoDaddy.com.
Stupid.
I haven't seen it, so out of context, I don't know if it's because people have labeled it as, well, it's cruel. You sold a dog. It encourages, it supports breeders.
And puppy mills and all that sort of stuff.
Have you seen the whole thing?
I've seen the whole thing. I understand why, you know, rescue types are opposed to it, and I get that. However, it's still a Super Bowl spot. It's supposed to be funny, and it is. And unfortunately, that's a reality.
Well, every day.
People selling pets, and they find their way back home?
Yeah.
Craigslist is a big one.
The downside, though, is if you're GoDaddy, you want to make sure if you're going to do that spot, you should then police all your domains and all the websites that you host and make sure you don't have any puppy mills on it.
Which you're really not going to be able to do.
No. But you should try. Now, what they try to do to...
Now, what I thought about doing, I was going to put an ad on GoDaddy.
Really?
I'm Danny Trejo.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to say that Danica Patrick was lost. Or she ran away. And then I stopped writing, and that's why I don't have a punchline. I always get started, and I never have any place to go. That's when I normally kill people. They look at me and they go, that wasn't funny, so I killed him.
That makes sense. So anyway, I understand why they're upset about it, but at the same time, you have a sense of humor.
I don't know. You're always running it's a gray area, a quote-unquote slippery slope when you're talking about animals and running away or lost or anything that untoward that could happen to an animal. Budweiser hasn't played that yet.
No.
I just think if they're going to continue with these series of spots with Don Jeans, who plays the cowboy in the Budweiser spots, I think somebody's got to die. Or they got shot and they don't die.
Yeah, I mean, there's
some... Because JR didn't die.
That is true. That is, yeah, that is very true. It's, there are many different angles that, you know, Budweiser could take their spots, but these really, then they could actually continue these spots for, you know, 20 years if they wanted. Just a matter of coming up with a new story each year. Like, okay, what can we do this year?
I don't know. Showing a guy putting up posters of a lost puppy, that's about as far as I want you to take me.
Well, I'm sure they'll find a way, because if you're right, then right now in a room somewhere, they're all, you know, putting money in the middle of the table to see who comes up with the next concept that makes grown men cry. And the winner gets the pot.
Hey, on this conference call, who do you think we should use as a test audience on this new Budweiser spot? See if it'll make him cry.
Well, I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, you do.
You think...
Yep, Danny Trejo.
Because if
this puppy spot will make Danny Trejo cry, then the rest of the country will probably go ahead and hang themselves.
I was trying to find the Budweiser spot. Because my money is Kenzie hasn't seen it.
The new one?
No, the one from a few years ago. Don't say anything else about it.
Okay.
I bet she watches it. And I think it's only a 30. Mm-hmm. I think there's a 60-second version. I bet you we get a hard sob. And I think it's worth just 30 seconds of the music.
I'm with you.
Would you like to see it, Kenzie?
No. Yes.
Nothing bad happens. Nothing at all.
Does it die?
I swear on my animals, nothing bad happens.
Okay.
So we'll swear on my animals. This Wi-Fi system up here sucks goat dicks. I'll tell you what. Give me about 25 minutes for it to buffer.
Okay.
And then I'll show it to you. And at first, you don't really know where it's going. The only thing, nobody say anything else to kill this for Kenzie, that Budweiser could have done if they really, really wanted to make this seem magnanimous.
Yes.
You don't even put the logo at the end.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows. You know, you've already covered everything with the Clydesdales.
Yeah, yeah, it's so iconic. You don't, yeah, you know what it is.
Okay. All right, Kenzie, come over here.
Are you going to watch this with her?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to give her my headphones. Hurry, run quicker. Okay, you guys, since I can't hear, you're going to have to let me know if the audio's playing. Gotcha. Clydesdales trekking across the country. I think that's the Brooklyn Bridge. That's the New York style. All right, I cried. She didn't.
It took me a minute, like, to get it.
You even know what they were doing?
I do. Yeah, I do. It took me a minute. At first, I was kind of confused, so I wasn't like I was getting emotional. I just didn't get there quick enough. Because at first, I was like, "Wait, what?" And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, "Oh my god." So yeah.
All right. So I was wrong. I lose again. I cry. She doesn't.
No, it was really, really...
She'll cry at the new one.
Emotional. It was good. Oh. I didn't know what it was at first, and then I was like, oh, man.
Can somebody talk while I'm regaining some type of any testosterone I still possess?
It's so low, it sucked away the rest of our voices.
So what year, how old were you, Kinsey, in 2001?
Fourth grade.
Oh, my God.
What does that make her?
Oh, this many.
10?
Yes.
You remember the attack on the World Trade Center?
Yes.
Okay, that's enough. That Budweiser spot was the 10-year anniversary.
Oh, okay.
I think it's one of those things. It might have affected her more had she seen it live and known everything. Because around the 10th anniversary, there was a lot going on. It was on top of everyone's mind.
Well, I remember that entire day. And I remember, because I didn't really know what was going on until my dad came and picked me up early. And I'll never forget, it was the first time I have ever seen my father cry. And so that's what, and I was like, oh my goodness. And then they took me home and we talked and they explained to me what was going on. And then it was rough.
How did they explain it to you in terms you could understand? Okay, think about like if Patrick killed SpongeBob.
In a really, really bad way.
That is not how they explained it.
But there are things I've watched in the past that make me tear up. Movies, whatever. The end of Old Yeller.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a spot I can't control it. I can't. I have none. Even though it's all concocted, it's all Hollywood, it's all those horses have no idea what they're doing.
For some reason, though, I think part of the reason why it's so well received is because it feels genuine. It doesn't feel contrived. It doesn't feel like they're somehow trying to say, hey, we love America, buy our beer.
Mm-mm. And that's the only thing, because there were people who go, well, you're just playing off of the sentiments of 9/11. So what? Did they say anything about beer the entire time? It's okay to take your brand and associate it with American pride. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, if
any. And at any point in that spot, did they go, hey, drink this crap? I don't mean that ugly way, but right. Did they ever say that?
No.
They're honoring the people.
In fact, I think they probably would have gotten more word of mouth, it would have been more viral had they even left the Budweiser logo off of it. Because you still know who it is.
Yeah.
Alfie, what's line one?
He's calling about the spot.
Yes, Nick.
Hey, boss man, you can kiss my ass, dude. Just listening to that music made me cry again.
Look at that.
So, my family was supposed to be downtown New York when that happened.
Oh, sure. Now make me look like an ass.
Yeah, man. Much respect.
It is. There's nothing wrong with having patriotism. Mm-hmm. And even though if I get sucked into a Hollywood production, that's fine. I don't give a rat's ass. The horses didn't know what they were doing, but it was just the sentiment of them. All right, I'm going to cry again.
No, nah, brother. I will not
cry with listeners on the air.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
437, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Marshalls. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at I-30. Road construction there has the two left lanes closed. Traffic there is backed up back from Randall Mill. Also in Fort Worth, northbound Loop 820, just before Trinity Boulevard, got an accident there in the clearing state. This traffic is backed up back from I-30. And finally, in Arlington, eastbound I-30, right at Fielder, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's jacked up back from East Loop 820. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by KTXA 21. Cloudy tonight, 43 for the low. Tomorrow, rains come by the afternoon as we hit a high close to 60. Right now, 56. And 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Actually, Rodney, on his radio show on 1190, he doesn't use the 1190 number, does he? He uses his...
Oh, his 1-800-EXPRESS?
I think he does.
I think so. Yeah, Alfie's shaking his head, yes.
Okay. During the Monday show for Rodney, you should call the 1-800-EXPRESS and ask him to explain the blue waffle loon.
Oh, that's all the rage.
What was the other one you were telling me? The lemon what?
Yeah, since he's he needs to Google the lemon party.
I don't know what that one is.
Oh, we showed that one to you. That was with the three old dudes.
What were they doing? To each other?
Mm-hmm.
In a circle?
No, not really a circle. Just like one guy was really enjoying it.
So watching?
Just look for yourself.
No.
If you want to know, look
it
up.
Was it like a guy sitting in the middle and then the two on each side, like the opening of Married with Children?
if you're curious.
The fountain starts up.
If you're curious, look it up.
No. I dodge enough each day when I'm looking at porn.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here, chicks in Frisco that want to meet you. No.
That's not real.
Care, I'm still not clicking on it. So I cover the monitor up with a blanket until they're gone.
I'm not really sure if that works.
Peeking underneath. Still there.
Mm-hmm.
We like guys in Frisco. So I'm afraid I'm going to look at that site long enough, they're going to come up with my address.
We love guys in Frisco that live at this address.
Okay. Done with audio. Let's start news.
Okay.
Okay, 441. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, January 30th, 2015. Birthdays today. Wilmer Valderrama turns 35. Christian Bale, the newest Batman, he's 41.
He's only 41?
I know.
He's got more done in 41. All right.
Yeah, it's kind of sickening when you think about the fact that he was also a child star.
How old was he when he did American Psycho? Or how long ago was that?
I'd say about 10 years-ish. Maybe a little more than 10 years. 10 to 12, maybe. So, yeah, he was, I'd say, in his late 20s, around 30.
I hate good-looking people.
There's a guy at my gym.
Shut up. I hate you as well.
Oh, shut up. It's not even true. There's a guy in my gym, though, that looks like Christian Bale's character from American Psycho. He's got that same kind of build, same kind of hair. He's still he's got that look on his face the same way that Christian Bale does throughout the movie. Just very, just cold and.
We're talking about American Psycho?
Yeah.
Because I finally watched that. I've had it on disc for a long time.
Great movie.
I think Mandy bought it and I went, I'm not watching that only because she bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he plays a really happy psycho, which I guess most of them are.
Yeah. And it was very surreal as he's chasing that woman around and he's killing people to the was it Power of Love to
Huey Lewis.
Yeah,
because the movie was a period piece, mm-hmm. if you will. I don't know why they picked the mid to late 80s.
There's an explanation for it. I don't recall off the top of my head.
All right,
but yeah, there's a guy in my gym that every time he's walking through, I'm like, there he goes. I bet he knows the exact type of business card everyone in the room has. Anyways.
Alfie, I didn't understand this. People called about Dan and what?
Yeah, we got about 6 reports from listeners that they couldn't hear Dan on the stream.
Okay, who knows how to fire off the Amber Alert? But obviously it's important.
Oh, my goodness.
Because Alfie goes, got 2 reports from 2 listeners.
2 reports. It's 2 sources.
How long ago did they say they weren't hearing him?
From the beginning of the segment.
This segment?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I see it. I got it fixed. Anything else they want for free?
That's it. I know you take pride in the stream, so I wanted to let you know.
Well, I do. I don't like it when they complain and they don't pay anything for it. You ever call CBS when you can't hear Tom Selleck on Blue Bloods?
No, but they'll call whoever their provider is. They call the cable company real fast.
They'll tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Or if it's bad enough, they're calling the law.
Unfortunately,
I forgot what
they do
went
that.
Down. I don't know if I didn't see any stories this last go around when Facebook went down for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday, day before. But people have called 911 when it was something as asinine as that. Maybe their PlayStation couldn't hook up to.
Yeah, like the PlayStation Network's down. People call 911. What's going on? Do you realize the PlayStation Network has a separate phone number for outages or something, for interruptions that you can call as opposed to calling an emergency one?
You sort of give them, you know, some leeway when they call 911 if there's an earthquake. But again, what do you want the police to come out and do?
I live in Irving. My house is shaking.
And?
Are you going to send somebody out?
To what? Try and balance it out?
I think with, like,
you want
with
some fat cops, call Euless.
Wow. Oh, man.
Well, sorry. It just popped into mind of people losing their cars and stuff. All right, they're not fat. Call South Lake.
Somewhere Euless is like, oh, hey, now. No, but people will call, like, for the earthquakes, they'll call 911 and they'll say, well, I just wasn't sure if you guys were aware of it in case some people need help.
We have ground here at the police station. Mm-hmm. We know when there are earthquakes. What do you want us to do about it?
I'm just trying to be a good citizen. I wanted to let you know that there was
We felt it. We got ground. We got ground like just like you got.
Well, I'm just trying to help.
What do you want us to do? Come out there and drive stakes into the ground or call LoJack, Hijack, whatever?
No one stole the earth or Irving. I'm just calling to tell you that something happened that I think you should be aware of.
Okay. Great.
In case I wanted to give you the heads up in case other people called because they got injured in the 3.2 earthquake.
All right, fine.
Like maybe like a candle fell over. I've seen that photo online with the white lawn chair that fell over. I could have fallen on somebody's toe.
What did it do? Did it mess up while you was playing with your spirograph?
The whole day's been ruined.
Go ahead.
Other birthdays today. Comedian and actress Brett Butler, 57. Phil Collins is 64. Charles S. Dutton, actor, he turned 64. Dick Cheney is 74. Vanessa Redgrave, 78. And Gene Hackman turns 85 today.
Sutton. Who is Sutton?
Rock.
Rock what?
The guy that played Rock. He's
The Rock?
No. I'm trying to think what you would
James
have seen
S.
him
Sutton.
In.
James S. Sutton.
Charles S. Dutton.
Oh.
Bald, well, then heavy
set, I totally
black
missed
man.
It. Charles S. Dutton. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know who he is.
Okay.
All right, got it. I know who Frank Sutton is.
Who's Frank Sutton?
Google it.
No, I know the name. Just tell me.
I will not.
I don't want to Google. Why do I have to Google everything?
Because you wanted me to Google those two guys pissing on the other old guy.
You're the one that wanted to know what the lemon party was. I said, if you want to know.
Said, just tell. Well, same thing. You want to know who Frank Sutton is? You Google it.
Fine. That's a typo. All right. Got it.
Good.
I'm not telling anyone. You want to know, you look it up yourself. A Fort Worth police officer was injured and a suspect killed in a shooting Thursday night. The shooting happened at a home on Hildering Drive in Fort Worth.
I hated the way that KRLD started that story today.
Yep. Yeah.
Fort Worth police officer shot in the line of duty. Well, to me, that means they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Not just shot. They had to say shot in the line of duty. And then we find out it's not life-threatening.
Right. Police responded to the home after getting a distress call from a woman who lives there. She said that she feared for her adult son and that he might be unstable. When officers arrived, the woman directed the officers to a back bedroom where her son was. When police tried to get inside the bedroom, 40-year-old Grady Wendell King began firing at the officers, striking one of them. The officers returned fire, killing King. The officer who was shot, a 19-year veteran with the police department, was taken to Harris Methodist, where he was rushed into surgery. Injuries do not appear to be life-threatening.
Sergeant Shane Drake.
Okay.
They hadn't released his name at the time you had the story.
Right. The suspect was reportedly well known in the neighborhood where the shooting happened for mowing his neighbor's lawns. But we're glad that the sergeant is doing well, or as well as you can for, you know, being shot.
Where did he get shot?
I have no idea. Like this story from Channel 4, when I saw it, they had not released the officer's name nor the type of wound, or at least where it was.
Okay.
They are armed and ready for action. Eric Caffra with the Huey P. Newton Gun Club in Dallas said, "We felt it was up to us to patrol our communities, especially since a number of police acts of terrorism have occurred in Dallas. This is an organized force, a recently formed group made up of several paramilitary organizations in Dallas. Their mission is to become a regular presence, and they're recruiting." Anthony Fisher said, "We feel we can make a change in our community. They're calling themselves the Huey P. Newton Gun Club. One of the factions involved is the new Black Panther Party. They say they are for gun rights and the right to openly carry guns, and make no mistake, the group does not like law enforcement. CAFRA said police are running rampant in the community, and they say police are to protect and serve, but basically they are gunning down our people. The Newton Gun Club is a bigger group, and it uses the exact same rhetoric used by members of the new Black Panther Party. The leader of the new Black Panthers co-founded this new gun club, and it's taking to the streets.
Is this an op-ed piece?
No, it's sort of like a feature.
Because that's unusual for somebody just reporting the news saying using the same rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was curious if this was been editorial.
This was done by Rebecca Lopez.
Okay.
Anyway, the Southern Poverty Law Center tracks similar organizations across the country, and they're wary of this group. And the gun club says it's not a hate group, but a group who will hold police accountable. Every Saturday, the group trains in self-defense tactics and fitness training.
And there's nothing wrong with any of that, but to not trust law enforcement as a whole is like to hate a race as a whole for no reason.
Right. They see all police as bad.
If all police were bad, then is this a black group?
Yes.
Then all black people would be dead because they said police are running rampant.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's nothing to stop them, well, we're here to stop them. Well, if they were really running around in force, you'd have no chance.
And if they were really doing the whole rampant thing, they would see you as a threat to their overall mission success, and then they would kill you. But they've not done that. But they're, unfortunately, you cannot argue with someone when they are being just downright illogical and without any sort of reason.
And there's nothing, if this were a milder version of a community crime watch, that's fine. Or carrying a concealed weapon with a permit.
Yeah. Well, this isn't that. This is instead, it's a group that walks around the streets in, you know, military, you know, they went to the Army-Navy store, and they're carrying around an AK-47 chanting, "We hate police." And this is my favorite part. One of the members said, "So what if DPD pulled out of this community in South Dallas and didn't have cops? Wouldn't there be anarchy? I don't know if there would be anarchy or not. It seems like it's the wild, wild west with the police we have now."
There would be anarchy in any city, any place in this country if the police pulled out. Example, go back to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to any area affected by Katrina where police and fire pulled out. That was anarchy. You can't take one, however many bad police officers you think there are, and think the entire force in every city and every municipality in this country is bad. If they were, then we would live in a military state, and we don't. And you've got police that will go into situations to where their life is in jeopardy, and they have totally set their concerns for themselves aside and gone in and saved people and died in the process.
Mm-hmm.
How do you take all those qualities and equate that with, well, they're all bad?
Oh, they're racist. They're shooting up our neighborhood. They're killing our kids.
Hey, cops shoot white people. Cops arrest white people.
Not if you not.
I'm one
you,
of them.
Not if you look at some of the stuff on the news. You see, cop shoots and kills a black person. Whereas then you see another clip of a white police officer, and he is sitting down next to a white man holding a gun, as opposed to shooting and killing him.
Every scenario is different, and if you perpetuate this image of police being untrustworthy, then you're going to continue the divisiveness between the black community and white officers.
Right.
It's not what you want to do. Just like a relationship, just like a family, male, female. You want to open up communications, and that's the way you get things solved. Putting a wall up does absolutely no good but create more fear and more paranoia. Thank you. Eastfield College, 8 years. Go Harvesters. That's what I learned.
Amen. But that's a lot of, like, after Ferguson and everything, you saw, they even did it on The Daily Show, where they would show this example of a police officer going up and trying to talk down this white guy who was armed with a rifle out in broad daylight. As opposed to then they use that as, here's a cop with a white person with a gun and arm yelling at police. Nothing happens to him. This guy, Michael Brown, is unarmed, gets shot dead in broad daylight. And what annoys the piss out of me when they drew these two comparisons are, one, These are in two completely different cities, two completely different situations. The only similarity is it's police, citizen, daylight. Those are the only similarities. And when you start drawing those direct comparisons, you're making an ass out of yourself because they're different situations. You don't know the backstory, what led up before whatever is shown on TV.
And there are stories that go not completely unreported, but underreported of crimes on black crimes on white people.
Mm-hmm.
Or a black officer shooting a white person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, there's no controversy there. Well, either you look at all of these on a case-by-case basis and decide, or you don't. And you just decide, white cop, black perp, racism. There is no just blanket rule. You can't. Just like we found out in schools, you can't have zero tolerance about anything because that creates idiocy.
Yeah.
Oh, the kid drew something that kind of looked like a gun, so we're going to put him in a special ed or whatever for 6 weeks. Well, maybe he was an idiot and all that. He was trying to draw a penis.
Yeah.
Well, my penis has a thumb.
And there,
when you use zero tolerance or just a blanket rule for anything, that's when you take the ability to think and analyze. You take that out of the equation. And when you do that, that's when you end up with idiots. Sorry, soapbox again?
No, but I'm have at it.
Well, I've been kind of soapboxy lately.
But not in like a douchey way.
You'll tell me if I get douchey.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, I boss, you're a little douchey right now.
You start to cross the Mason-Massengale line. The Massengale-Dixon line. Okay, it's just, and then you've got stories where cops will do something nice for somebody, and you'll have the haters. Like Dan said, they're just looking for something to hate. Oh, well, these cops. Hang on, I know the most recent one. A guy, his wife had been sick for a long time, has dementia. He had to go to a pawn shop, and I think pawned his wedding ring just to get money to take care of her. Somehow the police found out about it and went, no. They raised enough money, they went and got that ring out of pawn, Hawk, and gave it back to the man. And there was enough money left for food for a little while. Isn't that close?
Yeah. Yeah. The man had to pawn his ring to buy groceries for him and his wife. His wife is the one with Alzheimer's. Police found out about that, and they said, not in our town. As Russ said, they went to the pawn shop, bought the man's ring back, after taking up a collection through the entire department. And then with the extra, they bought him groceries.
What is it, Kenzie?
That's awesome. I love that.
You like happy stories, don't you?
Yes.
You're like our own Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
So everything's happy. Everything's, well, the clouds always come out. The sun goes, hello.
Honey.
Honey. Is that what he says?
Oh bother. He says oh bother a lot.
Oh bother.
That's pretty good.
What's happening?
I'm not really sure what's going on. Do you like Eeyore?
Eeyore.
Do you like him?
He's kind of depressed.
Yeah, he's always depressed. He's a donkey with somebody nailed a tail on his ass. Isn't that right?
Yep.
Yeah, but I just want to.
You'd be depressed too. Why are you always depressed? I got a nail in my asshole. I'm not sure. I even think that's a meme.
It probably is.
But yeah, you can't. There's nothing. You can't do any. I'm sure there are people that think I have the Police Fire Foundation because I'm looking for something. Special treatment. Getting out of tickets? Hey. I'm grateful when it happens, but I had no inclination whatsoever that would ever happen. Because I really thought, hey, we started a foundation for fallen police and fire. Probably catch on. Everybody will be doing it. It won't really stand out, which to me is a perfect scenario. And then nobody else does it.
Mm-mm.
And Kenzie got stopped, or it was a car wreck last week.
Mm-hmm.
And who hit who?
Well, a log, the car next to me hit a log and it flew back and took the front end of my car off.
Okay. So you hit that, you have to call the police.
Mm-hmm, my mom came.
How did the police find out who you were?
My mother.
You know who that is? That's my daughter. That's Kenzie. She's from the Russ Martin Show. Yes, she is retarded.
Did she really just come out and blatantly tell them,
well,
this is my daughter, this is Kenzie, you know who she is?
Not like that. No, no, no. They were talking to her at her car. I was in my car gathering my stuff up, and I couldn't hear. And he said something, and my mom said,
You had two cops. You had a veteran and a rookie.
Yes.
And the veteran is trying to explain to the rookie after your mom.
Yes, she said, do you guys listen to the Russ Martin Show? And the non-rookie
the
said,
old guy.
Oh, my gosh, every day. And he looked at the rookie and he goes, do you know what that is? And he's like, no. And my mom goes, that's Kenzie. And he like was like, oh, my God. And then he looked at the rookie and he said, everyone on that, if you ever deal with anyone on that show, it's dealing with royalty. I got hooked up.
He let me play with his gun and everything.
No, he was the sweetest, nicest.
The veteran cop?
Yes. Nicest officer I have ever met. And his.
Well, you didn't do anything. You ran into something. You had a problem.
Yeah. His little brother is into radio. He's in the broadcasting school right now, which I thought was awesome.
Oh, we should get him as our intern.
I was going to say, I think we're kind of obligated to now.
Yeah. Sorry, Kenzie.
It's okay. I understand on that one.
You
wait.
Don't.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, here we go. 508, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagles traffic is brought to you by State Farm. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-20, just before I-35. Got some road construction there being cleared out right now. Traffic's backed up. Back to Cedar Ridge Drive in Arlington, eastbound I-30, right at Fielder. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's jacked up back from East Loop 820. Side street accident for you in Arlington. Division just west of Green Oaks. Got a pretty serious accident there. Traffic, it's in between, Sandy Lane and Cooks. Traffic's jacked up all in that area. Just keep that in mind. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at I-30. Road construction has the two left lanes shut down. Traffic's backed up back from Randall Mill. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Marshalls. Cloudy and 43 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of rain as we hit a high in the upper 50s. Right now, 56 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, Dan, you can go ahead and do the story. I can't remember now. It was Dallas County Sheriff's deputy. Dan kept sending me the story. We're going to do this one today. Here's a video of him, of the deputy sheriff, approaching the guy on the motorcycle.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, it's cool, only because it's the Dallas County Sheriff's Department. We know that whoever the deputy was that took care of the motorcycle rounder was probably under Captain Howard's command at one point, and that was probably an edict from Captain Howard. That guy stops, push him off.
It is so badass. Several Dallas County sheriffs assisted state troopers in a chase that lasted nearly an hour Thursday night. A motorcyclist refused to stop when an officer tried to pull him over on I-35 in Hill County. Two state troopers from Hill County chased the suspect, and Dallas County sheriffs joined the pursuit as it went from 35 to 75 in Dallas. The motorcyclist continued north on 75.
That's sort of unusual for another municipality or county to take over when troopers are already in chase. Normally you don't pull ahead.
I don't know.
You let the troopers since troopers have statewide jurisdiction, mm-hmm. can't let them just do whatever.
Yeah, I don't know who took the lead on that. I just know that they.
Well, one of the Dallas County sheriff's deputies got involved and got far enough ahead.
Anyway, the motorcyclist continued north on 75, not traveling at an excessive speed. The chase ended near Legacy Drive in Plano when the motorcyclist appeared to slow down for a red light. That's when an officer that had exited his vehicle pushed the individual off with one hand.
This was one of the Dallas County deputies.
I couldn't tell if it was him or a trooper, but
oh, you seemed really excited. I was just a deputy.
I was just excited for the one-handed shove sending that guy flying off his bike. It was just like at the same time, you know, he said, "Bitch, bitch off."
We call this the Captain Howard maneuver. If they slow down, push them off. If they slow down, pull them out of the car. Yeah, I watched the video. It was an aerial shot.
Yeah.
Well, was this day, night, what?
It was night. It was Thursday night.
Like late at night?
I don't know.
I was just curious. There was a helicopter. It had to be one of the news helicopters. I think this was Channel 4?
This story I got was, it was Chopper 8.
Okay. So, one of the TV stations had a chopper available and caught the video.
And it makes sense considering how the chase started down, you know, south, came up towards Dallas. And they're like,
came close to my house. I'm going to have to start parking the Batmobile facing towards the street.
You don't?
No, it's in the garage.
Come on, man.
Well, you start it up, you start the flame, then you burn a hole in the wall.
Cut a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
That's not a Kinsey comment.
There have been times we've watched here at work police chases go really close to my house in Frisco.
Mm.
You know, if they just, there was one of them that just kept making the block around my development. But, you know, if they could do that just for another 10 minutes, I could make it home, fire up the Batmobile, get involved in this, and probably stop this in about 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause normally, if you see the Batmobile pull up behind you going, oh, this just got real.
Man, I didn't know Frisco had Batman.
Man, I was used to be afraid to go to Garland. Now I'm afraid of Frisco.
And I knew I should have gone to McKinney.
All McKinney has is the Green Hornet.
Damn!
But you're right. I didn't really notice the one-hand push.
Mm-hmm.
But they obviously they knew. He's jacking with him the entire time, so he slows for a red light because obviously you don't want to go through a red light and get plowed into by oncoming traffic.
Right.
So he slows down, and whoever the officer was just ran up next to the motorcycle in one hand, off.
It was just a lovely, lovely feat of strength. Yeah, because you're right, because he slows down, doesn't want to go through the red light, and possibly get blindsided by an oncoming vehicle. Little did he realize he was going to be blindsided by an oncoming officer.
I know they won't, but if they decided to change the laws with chases with motorcycle riders who've decided, well, there's no way they can catch me.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, at a certain point, a motorcycle rider, if you're on a straight piece of highway, you can outrun a Bell Jet Ranger. Because their top end is around, it's a little leeway here, around 160 miles an hour.
Okay.
Which is cool if you don't have to stop for red lights or anything.
Sure.
But on a straight strip of freeway, they can outrun a helicopter. I think you just give the cops special dispensation of just, you know.
What?
Cop to motorcycle missiles. CTMs. Because the absolute.
You want to give police sidewinders?
I don't care if they give them rattlesnakes. Just something where you've got these guys on motorcycles that will taunt officers. Like a few years ago, you had one that was running from a Dow Worthington Gardens police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And just would slow down, speed up, slow down. And they finally lost him. But luckily, I think it was Channel 8, kept a helicopter on him, saw him go into his garage, hide the motorcycle, close the garage. And then the guy's surprised when the police show up.
What are you doing here? I've been here all day.
I have not gone anywhere. Okay, well, then I guess we have beat you for no reason. It's just when I get that mentality of, well, you know, with their rules against chases with certain cities. After a certain speed, they have to break off the chase. Well, state troopers, I don't think they have any rules. Their rules is to apprehend and pound.
Yes. And that's
why they call it an APB. No, that's not right.
No, that's right. Apprehend, pound a bitch. APB.
APP.
Ah, okay. Yeah, troopers do that to people they like.
So, why was this guy running from the police to begin with?
Don't even know. I think it was just that an officer tried to pull him over in Hill County. So I don't know if you assume some sort of traffic violation, but decided, I don't feel like pulling over. I'm gonna go to Plano tonight.
And it's those guys, and I know it's just like doing a blanket, just having a blanket opinion on somebody. Not all these guys on these
crotch rockets.
Yeah, we'll just call it that. Are all a-holes.
No. Some are very nice.
But you see enough. I saw one today coming into work. Tollway was backed up. There was a wreck at southbound Dallas Tollway Park. So traffic was backed up. See, got a guy on a motorcycle weaving in and out. I saw him coming up in my rear view. I went, yeah, I think I need to edge to the right just about 2 feet.
Ooh.
So he couldn't get past us. Now he's pissed off.
Oh, is he upset? Oh.
So he finally finds a way, you know, through traffic. But he also had one of those license plates, had it on his bike, but flipped up at like, I don't know, beyond a 45 degree, whatever it was. It was flipped to an angle where you could go through a toll booth and it's not going to get its picture.
Right.
So I don't know if that's something, you know, you can call Michael Ray with the NTTA and go, hey, I got video of this guy flipping his license plate up so it doesn't take a picture of his plate.
Yeah, do it.
Because I've seen him actually do that. Yes. This guy's plate was just permanently mounted up from what I could tell. But I've seen him go through the toll booths with their plates out. They reach back. They flip it up so there's no picture of it. Then they flip it back down.
Yeah, and then they brag to all their friends. I'm so cool. I'm so cool. I flip my license plate up. Yeah.
The rules apply to everybody but them.
Right.
Yeah, because I constantly run the dash cam on my car. I guess it's admissible if you see the guy do it. Flip his plate up and flip it back down.
Yeah.
Then you shut the dash cam off when you mow him down.
Mm.
Well, I'd actually like an allergy attack.
I understand. I'd watch it. There was a video I saw the other day. Someone posted on Facebook. It was two guys in their crotch rockets speeding through traffic. So in between cars, traffic's at a standstill or a very slow crawl, and someone decided to move or do something. It didn't look like anything intentional that the person in the car did, but guy on a motorcycle just lost it. Ends up underneath somebody's car. His buddy keeps on going. And that's the thing that's great. It's like some of these guys talk about a tight-knit community, and Russ is right. A lot of them are great. However, they're the guys that, you know, they will leave their buddy dying on the asphalt because they don't want to have to answer to police about what they were doing. And on the human side of me, I feel badly that he got hurt. But then the rest of the side of me feels like, what did you expect, you idiot? You're speeding through stop traffic, and you think you're going to be safe? You're surprised when something happens? It doesn't go your way? How are you shocked?
You're riding in a death-defying manner. Sooner or later, death will not be denied. What is it, Alvy?
If you want, I have a guy who likes to run from the cops on one and a trooper on line two.
Well, it's a new odd couple.
Right. Let's take the trooper first. Yes, Keith.
Hey, Russ. Hey, I hope y'all can hear me okay. I'm out in the middle of nowhere.
You're fine.
But I was just going to say that DPS doesn't have a policy at all regarding police chases. The only thing that we can't do is spike a motorcycle.
The only thing.
You hear that hint of sadness in his voice?
Why is it no spikes on a motorcycle?
That's using deadly force, and if they aren't ramming vehicles or shooting at anybody, we can't use deadly force.
All right, but let's say they've, I know it doesn't make any sense, but let's say they've rammed a DPS troop or squad car.
Yeah, then it's fair game.
And then at that point, it's on.
Yeah, it's fair game. It's on as soon as you're starting to mess with other people's safety.
Okay, don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold and see what this other guy wants. Yes, Thomas?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
What's up, man? I don't know. I ride motorcycles. I've been riding for many years, and yes, I've had my run-in with the police, and it's just these guys that run for a long, long time, I don't understand why they can't get away. It's just stupid, or they just don't know what they're doing. But
So you think it's all right to run from a police officer?
No, but I mean, I've been riding motorcycles for a while, and every time a cop comes up to me, they're like, "Hey, you look like the guy that ran from me a couple of weeks ago." I've had to have them tell me that so many times, it's not even funny.
Have you ever Have you ever run from a police officer?
Yeah.
Well, why are you offended?
Then maybe you're the guy that did it.
I mean, even still, I've been arrested and put in jail, and they can prove it was my motorcycle, but they couldn't prove it was me, so they had to drop the charges.
But did you do it?
I mean, I might have, I might not have.
Then you did, you douche nozzle.
Well, the point is, they're still going to prove it's me riding the motorcycle.
No, no, no. The point is, Thomas, you're putting people's lives in danger, including your own. And this is what the problem is with your community. You're so cavalier.
Don't make his community. Just make this his decision.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's wrong with the community. It's guys like you running around ruining it for the good ones.
No, I've had cops just try to pull me over for no reason.
Okay, well, how about this?
I don't feel like dealing with it.
You don't feel like dealing with it, but if you've decided, how old are you? I don't want to know anything else, just how old are you?
29.
All right. You're to the point to where you know what being a man is about. And if a police officer tries to pull you over, the stand-up thing to do is to pull over, answer all their questions, and if you haven't done anything, the courts will decide that you haven't done anything. That's what being a man. That's what being a man is about. Running is the pussy way out.
Yeah, but...
That's what chicks say. You're a pussy. Stop being a pussy. Go to some type. Get a support group with pussies. Thank you.
Yeah.
Keith, could you hear all of that?
No, I'm listening to iHeart, and I'm actually on the phone at the same time.
Oh, okay.
I can't hear it.
It doesn't make any difference. It was just I straightened him out for you. I got it covered.
Okay, sounds good. Perfect.
All right. Thank you, boss.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
I don't think that guy straightened out.
You want to be a pussy? Be a pussy.
I know. He thinks it's cool to be almost 30 years old and running from the cops like you're 11.
Because sooner or later, you're going to be in traffic or not in traffic. It's the middle of the night, and you have a police officer chasing you, and then there's this 18-wheeler that you didn't see, and then all of a sudden, you're facing that 18-wheeler have now been married.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing left of you really to put in a casket, but maybe your motorcycle. Which, if you want to do that, you'd probably have to call DMV.
Yes.
Well, I saw in Night Shift where they buried that pimp in his Cadillac. Couldn't they bury me in my motorcycle? Sorry, I can't help you. Running from the police, that's a pussy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you live in South Lake.
It's one municipality is always the great exception.
It's amazing, the justification. Well, they don't know who it is, but you know who it is. And it just, let's say somebody broke into your house and stole all your stuff, or even worse, killed somebody you loved.
Mm-hmm.
And the police are chasing them, and, well, we're not really sure if it's them or not, but we really need to stop them. Do you still think it's cool to run from the police? Or use the excuse of, well, they can't really identify me, so there's no reason for me to stop. Plus, you ever get a rogue state trooper, and they're all of a sudden they're using ground-to-ground missiles? And state troopers can shoot at moving vehicles.
They've proven it.
You get them pissed off enough, there's no telling what they're going to pull out of their trunk.
Yeah. You might be happy to see the spike strips. You might be happy if they decide to turn you into Super Dave.
State troopers pulled me over, and instead of arresting me, they made me jump over the Snake River Canyon.
Who's a badass now?
Tell you what, if you make it to the other side... That's another mentality that I'll never be able to grasp.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that whole mentality of I'm better than everybody else. I'm so much cooler than you that I'm on two wheels. I can fly through traffic. I can outrun the law.
And they can. And
I can make my mother cry at my funeral.
And possibly kill someone
others
else,
in the process.
Or a child or a mom, dad, brother.
Whatever. Yeah, especially if you run an intersection because that's the most dangerous everyday in traffic. That's the most dangerous area you're ever going to come to is an intersection. That's why when the light turns green, I look both ways. I don't care what the direction of travel is. I look both ways because I don't know if a police chase is going on or not.
Mm-hmm. Or
and I don't want to get hit by one of them because if I do, then I can't join in the chase. There are just too many different variables. But intersections, I don't have research, but my guess would be that's where most deaths occur.
I believe it.
I mean, you've got guys that have committed crimes that don't have the balls to stand up and accept your punishment. You got to run and put other people's lives in jeopardy. So I think cops should just be able to shoot at random.
And not at random.
Well, if they're shooting in the general direction of the perp.
Well, that's still kind of dangerous.
Crime has no rules.
It does not.
Law really should have no rules.
Yeah, it needs to. That's what makes us better than criminals.
It makes us better, but it makes us lose the war on crime.
I don't think we're losing
it. Once we start winning, then maybe criminals will stop running from cops, especially the guys on the motorcycles, knowing that state troopers have ground-to-ground missiles.
At least if there be a season.
Yeah. All right. It's crotch rocket season.
I want to take one of these before you break, Alfie. I'm late.
Line one says he's a deputy sheriff.
Okay.
Did not get his name.
All right. Yes, deputy sheriff. Mm-hmm.
Hey, boss.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make a point about the motorcycles running. You know, the only thing worse than motorcyclists getting killed is a cop getting killed because they're trying to cut through traffic. And the Charger, Crown Vic, Tahoe, whatever, is not built like a motorcycle, and the cop gets killed.
But that's not in their mind when they're running from the police. All they're looking at is, A, proving a point. I'm faster. I'm more powerful. There's some type of superiority to it. They're not thinking big picture of, okay, that cop, who really I couldn't care less about, could die, or some family, or possibly somebody I love that just happened to be in the area. They don't think of that. All they think about is, I'm going to be the big man. I'm not going to take responsibility for my actions, and I'm going to run. And normally, people that run are cowards.
Absolutely. And I just, you know, our department was involved in a chase, and we almost, another department's officer almost got killed because we were chasing a motorcycle. And... you know, that's had repercussions that's still in the news today, years ago. You know, they don't think about anyone else other than themselves. And they wonder why cops hate motorcycles because of the very few that go out there and act like jerks.
Now, have you ever stopped a motorcyclist and they were overly courteous and you were just stunned? Or did you repay them with any, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I stopped the motorcyclist one time, and he had multiple just Class C warrants. I'd cut him loose because he stopped.
Just because he stopped?
Just because he stopped, I cut him loose. I'm like, dude, you know, you wide open road. He was running 60 and a 45. Didn't stroke him a ticket. Didn't hook him up for his warrants. Just let him roll.
And hopefully that stuck. But am I right on a straight open strip? One of those crotch rockets can actually outrun a jet helicopter.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you guys need ground-to-ground missiles.
I wish we had them.
All right. Thank you, boss.
Thanks for taking my call.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:38, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by Marshalls. Not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Southbound Loop 820, right at I-30. Road construction there has been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up back from Randall Mill, though. And in Dallas, eastbound 175, right at Haymarket Road, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from St. Augustine. Never miss a moment of the Russ Martin Show by subscribing to the RMS audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by KTX 821. Tonight, cloudy and 43. Tomorrow, a chance of rain with plenty of clouds and a high of 58. Right now, 56 and 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What do you got, Alfie?
I got people calling about the motorcycle thing. Guy on line one has also run from the cops.
Okay. Man, I got, what do you want?
He was saying that he ran from the cops because, A, he didn't have money for a ticket, B, his bike was his only mode of transportation, and C, he didn't have a motorcycle license.
Now, did he feel justified
running
from the cops?
Yes, he did.
My God. You are the poster boy for the reason why you should not be on the roads.
And again, you go back and play it out this way. Let's say everybody else played by the same rules. I don't have a license. It's my only mode of transportation. And what was his other excuse?
He didn't have a license, and he didn't have money for a ticket.
Ticket, okay. Again, I hate to go back to this, but it's a matter of being responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them are guys, so I'm just going to go back to this one. It's a matter of being a man.
This is real simple.
You screw up, you take your whipping.
Especially on this one, because you would think, if I was in this guy's situation where I need that bike, I'm not going to speed. I'm not going to do anything to attract any attention to where I might get pulled over. Because I know.
I'm not pointing at people at speed.
You have a license. You have a job.
I'm not some kind of car commercial. Do you have a license? Do you have a job? Do you have $99?
Right.
Well, then you can run from the cops.
But my point is, he had every reason why he should be doing everything to the letter of the law to not get pulled over.
And what are you going to do if you hit somebody and cause damage and you can't run away? You're going to be held liable for that. Anything, any money you make in the future is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of it, and I've got the same mentality as far as, all right, I know how to use a cell phone in a car, or I know how to use a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean I think everybody should have one.
Nope.
Although I don't text in the car. I almost did today because I was sitting stopped in traffic on the tollway.
That's fine.
I was going to text on, you know, or tweet on Twitter or whatever. Stay away from the tollway southbound near Park because it's effed.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing tweeting while you're driving? I'm not. That's why I texted, you douche.
Yeah. Yeah, common sense says I'm stopped in traffic. Hello.
But everybody, a lot of people have that mentality of it's okay for me, but not other people. I'll take one more, Alfie.
Line 5.
Okay. Yes, Patrick.
Yes, I just had a question as to why, you know, we don't have any kind of cross rocket patrol. Like we have SUVs, we have boats and stuff. You live on the coast, we have helicopters and all that jazz, but we don't have a specific cross rocket patrol.
You know, I don't really know. Maybe Harleys are a little cheaper because that's traditionally been what cops have ridden. I've seen, this is television now, the newer version of Chips. They were driving Kawasaki's.
Uh-huh.
why they don't have crotch rockets. I don't know. Maybe it puts the officer at such – it could be a liability issue of, all right, we don't need cops being able to travel beyond this limit of speed.
Right. I agree. But, I mean, you also have – I mean, you look at the – like you had that guy on there earlier that was like 30 years old, and he was talking – well, we'll leave that one alone. But
No, I get it. But, yeah, you just – you want to give law enforcement everything they need, but you don't want to go too far because you really don't want the Judge Dredd scenario, although that makes my penis hard.
Right, right.
Where agreed. You've got everything that comes out of the motorcycle you need.
Mm-hmm.
Double dildo whammy.
I bet you quit running.
Double dildo whammy coming up.
It's, I don't know. We're going back to the soapbox thing. Cops. Yeah, you can get rid of those other ones, Alfie.
Got it.
There's not going to be an answer to this because there are always going to be people who think they're smarter than police and the rules don't apply. That's why crime exists.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was one simple answer, I probably have it, but it's not going to constitutionally hold up.
No, I know what you're thinking. As fun as it would be, and it's a TV show I'd watch. It goes against the ideals that everything to what you're saying as far as there being laws and we follow them.
We have to play by the rules. Criminals don't, which makes it harder for the good guys to win. In movies, the good guys don't really have to play by the rules. Mm-mm. That's why John McClane always wins.
Yeah. There is not once in the Die Hard
franchise. Asian bitch that likes to kick people. Not everybody can end up at the bottom of an elevator shaft. What?
Have you ever heard in any of those movies John McClane read anybody their rights?
they never lived long.
I know. Ain't got time for that.
And they always made sure, if you notice, if a chick was getting slapped around, they made sure that she slapped John McClane around first several times. Before he slung her around, and then he looks at his fist and he drops some of her hair. Well, you've attacked a police officer. At that point, you've already surrendered whatever your gender is.
Guess what? You're lucky, lady. You just became my equal. I respect you so much, I'm going to punch you.
And then I will let you drop to the bottom of an elevator shaft, because you like to kick people.
The Asian bitch like kicking people. Sorry.
Kenzie, you've been quiet. You want to make any comments? You just like the fact that we stand up for the good guys?
I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
Okay, well.
No, wait. It sounded bad. The whatever y'all were saying the about elevators thing, and
kicking. The movie thing you don't have to worry about. Okay. Just
no, I mean.
Doing the right thing.
I think you should always do the right thing.
You'd never run from a police officer.
Absolutely not. Never. Never. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's the bike's all you have or you only have $5 to your name or whatever. The point is you have to do the right thing because if you don't, it's going to come back and bite you in the rear.
You may say ass.
Ass.
Okay.
And if you do the right thing, then good karma's going to come back around.
And also, you may meet a police officer who refers to you as royalty.
Mm-hmm.
That was you.
I didn't.
No, he was referring to you.
I think he meant the entire show.
Well,
the entire show
y'all.
Is not me. It's anybody on the show.
He meant you guys.
And that also includes you.
He told the rookie, you deal with anybody on the show, you're dealing with royalty.
Yes.
And that includes Princess Kinsey.
Yeah.
Aw. There's a ring to it.
I didn't mean it as a compliment.
Jeez. But you know she's going to get a t-shirt.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I am absolutely. Princess Kinsey.
Big K.
I am Special K.
Bring it in.
You want knuckles?
That was good.
That's knuckle worthy.
That was good.
That's a compliment when the retard even kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kinsey.
That's my new nickname.
Special K.
Special K's in the house.
I was telling Kenzie over the weekend, we need to decide on a last name for her, for an air name.
Right.
Don't want to use her real name because you got too many freaks trying to figure out who she is, where she lives.
Yeah, there's already enough people all constantly
asking.
I got to
see what Kenzie looks like.
On the stream.
I'm tired of beating off to Ralph Bellamy.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
You mean the guy from Trading Places?
Yeah, the old guy with all the money. I think that's what Kenzie looks like.
I think that's the right guy. And we couldn't really decide on anything. Don't say anything about your middle name or a mother's maiden name. Just let all it go. What would fit? Can't really call her retard because that's ugly.
That's very offensive, to be honest with you. Kenzie.
You don't want to go through alliteration because then, you know, like Kenzie Cooch.
Yeah, then it just sounds bad.
Kenzie Square Pants?
Oh, my God.
It's not bad.
No.
Might get sued by that for that one.
I think Kenzie would be excited, though, if she got a cease and desist from Nickelodeon.
Kenzie C?
That sounds too radio-y. Kenzie the Kid?
No.
Kenzie McCray.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you like McCray. I like Kenzie McCray.
I think it sounds good.
That's just creepy.
That's the idea.
Well, how about, Kenzie, I don't know which side of my body my is on.
There we go.
Okay. There's going to be a lot of hyphens. And then wait till you get married.
Wait a second. Speaking of SpongeBob, are you going to go to the movie with me tomorrow?
Let's go change of direction.
Tomorrow, Saturday or Tuesday.
Hot.
For 11:90. Did I promise to go?
Yes.
Oh, then I lied.
It's SpongeBob.
I know it's SpongeBob. Go have a big time.
All right, what's SpongeBob? I mean, I know what SpongeBob is. What is she?
Is it SpongeBob on Ice?
No. It's his new movie that's, like, not animated.
Live action SpongeBob.
Pretty much.
Who's playing SpongeBob?
Tom Kenny, still, the voice. Wait, it's like half animated, half not. Help me out, Alfie.
Oh.
It's CG SpongeBob.
We do not help her.
Oh, okay, you're on your own.
You helped me, thank you. It's Sponge Out of Water. He, like, him and the gang come up.
Still CGI.
Yeah.
But it's more 3D-ish.
Kind of like the Shrek movies compared to, like, original animation.
Okay. You should go.
Who should go?
You should go.
You go on the gay date.
A special
I'll go with Kenzie to SpongeBob, and you go and suck some sponge.
That's not equal. I'd rather go to SpongeBob.
I'll go see SpongeBob if you go swallow.
No.
From a sponge.
Yeah.
Ring it out.
All right. Don't worry about SpongeBob.
Hey, I want to go, and I want him to go with me. So you have to go.
Why do I have to? Calm down. Why do I have to go?
Because.
It would actually be fair. I mean, she went over to your house and watched all the stuff you like.
No, we watched stuff, and she wanted to learn songs, and I fed her.
Well, just because you fed her, that doesn't mean that you're out of any other sort of, you know, 50-50 obligation.
Well, to me, it was like a wash. She drove to my house. We watched some videos. I got her into 50s rock and roll. We played some songs, let her play one of my guitars, fed her, and sent her on her way.
So you think she should be thankful for that?
I see no obligation to go see a SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
I would think that's something that, as a friend, that's would sort of be expected. You should want to do that for a friend.
All right, Slick, let me ask you this.
Please don't call me Slick.
Do you consider Kenzie your friend?
Yeah. How dare you?
If it's an obligation as a friend, you f***ing go.
I have no obligations toward Kenzie. I didn't invite her over to my house and feed her and have
but
her watch.
I didn't
said,
hang
you
out
said
at the
as
house.
At Bushies. Bushies. You said as a friend, I should go.
Mm-hmm.
You consider her a friend?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I need to count to three and swear again?
No, but the difference is you are in her debt.
I'm not in her debt.
Mm-hmm. You made her watch things you like. Now she would like you to watch something she likes.
Did you not enjoy anything we watched?
Yeah.
That's, okay. That's
so
irrelevant.
She enjoyed it. There is no irrelevance.
Oh, yes, there is.
I didn't say, hey, I want to come over and watch these videos, but I did it because I know you enjoy it, and then I happen to enjoy it.
Which is what friends do. They do something.
And I will not enjoy SpongeBob.
How
so
do
there's
you
no
know?
Reason for me to go.
You might
you
like
should
it.
Go because I have already paid my penance.
I don't think you have.
I believe this is more Hail Marys than anybody has ever uttered.
The problem is, if you were in that confessional and then the priest said 10 Hail Marys, you'd be out the window of the bathroom of the church after two of them.
Okay, perfect. Makes no sense. You go. You go see SpongeBob.
See, that's what I mean is you're always trying to find a way out of it.
I'm not looking for a way out.
Go do something that would make Kenzie happy.
I made her happy.
On your terms.
Did I make you pancakes?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy them?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy them the day after and the day after because I sent you home with a bunch?
Yeah.
Okay. Your turn, Dan.
But.
That, no buts. Your turn, Dan.
She clearly, she has some longing. She wants to share something with you, and you're turning your back.
Turn the mics over a second. Why is it that I have to?
Because you should. It's a nice thing to do.
Did you do something nice?
I have.
I do nice shit for you people all the time.
Yes, you do.
Then do something nice for me. Go with Kenzie to the SpongeBob whatever.
I do nice stuff for you, too.
What have you done nice for Kenzie? Yeah.
A lot.
What See? She has. Yes, I've done a lot for Kenzie. Be sure to tell me what that is later, Kenzie. Yeah. I appreciate that. But, yeah.
We have conversations. You teach me not to say literally.
He taught me to say words and form sentences.
Earlier, I helped her talk to Billy the Kid.
Shut the f*** up. All of it.
Tara is also super sweet to me, unlike you.
You met Tara?
Mm-hmm.
How many times?
A couple? Two, three?
Really? I've met her once. Kenzie's already met her three times.
Two?
I think it was twice.
You take Kenzie to see Bob.
But you're my best friend.
Oh,
I hope your life really is not to that point.
Wow. Please.
Where a mid-50-year-old guy is your best friend.
Please.
No.
No, that's fantastic. She can go on to write a book, Sundays with Russ.
Shut up, you.
Russ.
All of a sudden, she's going to be running around going, I can't believe he's 55. I'm not going to be the pawpaw because I'm old. Let's see, 30 years. Am I old enough to be your papa?
No. Well, I mean, with yes.
Hang on. Yeah. 20 years would make me 40. What? Yeah, not quite old enough to be your papa.
What makes you feel any better? My papa's 93.
Well, then take him.
Does that make you feel better?
Make him go see SpongeBob.
No, you have to go.
I will when I'm 93.
No, you have to go now.
You're not going to guilt me into this.
Do you want me to whine?
You can whine, but guilt's not going to work because I have no guilt.
That's true. He doesn't. That is a pretty good face that she's making, though. That's a good sad face. That's for a pout face.
Holy I get it. Moly. And I've seen pout faces.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
the problem is. Oh.
Shut up. Let me see your left.
What?
Let me see your left.
No.
Show me the right one.
No.
Show me a cuckoo.
No.
Starfish.
No.
Don't go. I'll go and I'll pay for everything you show me both. Jeez. I don't even care if they match.
They do match.
I bet they don't.
Yes, they do.
I bet it's like one of those deals where the box springs don't match the mattress.
They do not. You're no longer my friend.
I bet they're different floral patterns.
He sucks.
It's like one of them's got a nipple, the other one doesn't.
It's just a blank slate.
Yeah. Dan, you're supposed to be my friend.
Dan knows when to bail ship.
I do. And your pouty face is great, but Russ
That's
is
great.
Impenetrable when it comes to the pouty face. He actually thrives on it. He gets stronger on it.
I believe that.
Show me both.
No.
I'll go to SpongeBob.
No.
I don't even have to touch them. Just let me see them.
Absolutely not.
I'm just curious.
Absolutely
I'm
not.
Curious how much they don't match.
They match.
I bet they don't.
Yes, they do.
I bet one is small and white with a little nipple, and the other one is the size of a what?
Dan!
that chick that did the video of my milkshake's better than yours.
I don't know who that is.
Milkshake brings all the to the yard.
Yeah. Let me say you.
Oh my God.
Your face is a milkshake. Boom.
I don't know whether to delete this part of the show or.
I'm going to send this to Marconi.
Hey, is that the.
Yeah, he's a dead guy.
The Godfather. Macaroni.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:05. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Panera Bread. Traffic really, really sucks out there. Only a couple major incidents. We'll start off in Dallas. Eastbound 175 right at Haymarket got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from St. Augustine. And in Crossroads, eastbound 380 just before FM 720 got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from 377. Couple side street accidents for you back in Dallas. Jupiter Road right at Walnut. I think that's technically Garland. Got an accident involving multiple vehicles. Traffic is jacked up in that whole area. And also in Dallas, westbound Elm Street right at Houston downtown. Road construction has the left lane shut down. Traffic is jacked up back from Griffin Street. Caller number 9 wins a pair of tickets to the Built Ford Tough Professional Bull Rider Show at Cowboys Stadium, plus a PBR swag pack. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Marshalls. Cloudy 43 tonight. Tomorrow, chance of rain with plenty of clouds and a high of 58. Right now, it's 56. And 97.1, the Eagle.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
K-E-G-L. Now. The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
I don't know, Alfie wrote down some ideas. We can run a few of these past. Maybe it's quick. We picked a honor name for Kenzie. Kenzie Kendrick, Kenzie DiCaprio, Kenzie Obama, Kenzie Eastwood, Kenzie Pitt, Kenzie Lopez, Kenzie McConaughey.
Hey. Well, all right.
Kenzie Bryan.
Man, what happened that night?
Huh?
Did you have a daughter, Luke?
I must have.
Ha!
You see, the apple doesn't fall far from the tire.
I'm Kenzie Bryan.
Kenzie Arquette, Kenzie Affleck, Kenzie Cruz, Kenzie Cumberbatch.
I like that last name. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I've never liked jocks that picked names that were popular at the time, because in the mid-80s, there were a lot of Michael J. Foxes around the country.
And there still are. I'm with you. I mean, I think it's stupid and everything. I just like that last name. Actually, I just like that his whole name, period. It just sounds awesome.
What about this, then? Kenzie L. Jackson.
Yeah. Damn. I want that.
Yeah.
I want to be Daniel L. Jackson.
I like it.
Kenzie Theron. Kenzie Paltrow, Kenzie Downey Jr.
That's actually pretty good. She's a junior.
She's not going to get this. Kenzie Twerp. Kenzie Sandler. Kenzie Flintstone.
Oh, God. Kenzie Jetson?
No, I don't see any of that. I don't know.
I've got one.
What?
Serious.
Okay.
Kenzie Gordon. You can stay in the Batman family.
Kenzie Gandhi.
Kenzie West.
That.
Kenzie East.
Nope. I think we have it at West.
I like Kenzie West.
Kenzie West?
Going to be something you're going to have to live with on the air for a long time. If you don't like Adam West, just say so.
No, I kind of like that.
It's got a Kanye West connotation, though.
You don't want that.
He ruined it. Let's
go back to Kenzie Gordon.
Kenzie Knight?
No, too cliche-y. Too radio-y, I think.
Kenzie Knight at night.
Oh, God.
It's Kenzie Knight at night show. How about Kenzie?
No.
Man, that'll be memorable.
Yeah. All you have to do is say it once. It's late nights with the Kenzie show.
No. I got one.
Mm.
Optimus Kenzie.
How about Kenzie Prime?
Yeah. Prime time with me, Kenzie Prime.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah, plus I think Dion will sue you. Kenzie Holmes.
Why?
Oh.
When you did the C version, I started thinking of...
The opposite? What's the biggest one you come up with?
Yeah.
Kenzie Twitch.
Twat.
No. Kenzie Barker.
Kenzie Bacterial.
Sorry, I shouldn't have laughed that
Kenzie Larkin. I don't know where that came from. That's from some TV show.
I'm just trying to think of something so we get this out of the way and kill this bit that's already been dead.
Mm.
Kenzie Rockford. Kenzie Cooch.
No.
Kenzie Coach.
No. Kenzie Cab. No.
Sounds like a porn site.
Man, this is boring. It's only one chick.
Hey!
All right. You decide. Let me know.
Kenzie Martin. Kenzie Martin.
Well, she and I looked at each other like, well, it's not horrible.
It sounds good. Alfie even gave me the phone shake as if to say, like, yes, yes. That's my vote. I'm now done.
That look was awesome.
My contribution has ceased.
I dig it.
Okay. Better decide, because once we throw it out, it's there.
Well, I don't know yet.
Well,
that's the best one of any option that anyone's thrown out. And it's not just because I said it.
What about my actual middle name?
No, you don't want anything to do with you because people will find you.
Well, that's all over my Facebook. That's my Facebook name.
Well, can call it Kenzie Face.
Kenzie
Facial.
I
like Kenzie Facial.
I always went by Kenzie in my middle name.
Yeah, I told you to stay away from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Telling you, Kenzie Martin.
I like it.
Okay. We'll use that for the time being until you come up with something else.
Okay, I'll be thinking.
I can give you some Italian names.
Like?
Kenzie Guido.
Ooh, that'd be solid.
Kenzie Spumoni.
What does Spumoni mean?
Don't worry about it. Kenzie Neapolitan.
That sounds classy.
What does Spumoni mean?
And the best of all worlds.
Kenzie Antipasto.
What is Spumoni?
Because it sounds like she's against pasto.
What kind of Italian restaurant did you take me to where they're against pasta?
Kenzie Lugosi. That'll make up and glinting. Okay. Embarrassing bit. Let's let it go. What?
Kenzie HR Puffin Stuff.
Yeah, that's not going to fit on a business card.
Do you know that show?
Yeah, HR Puffin Stuff.
HR.
How about Kenzie Lidsville?
What's that?
Read.
I got an email for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, douche. I'm the guy that called you a phallus a few days ago. I forgot.
The guy's name's John.
Yes.
I remember him.
I forgot. I left out redneck. Your backwoods opinions on everything suck. Later on, redneck phallus, John.
Why does he keep listening if he doesn't like the show?
Because he loves the show. Or he just loves to hate it. whatever the case is, he can't help it.
I don't watch any TV show that I hate.
And then, and not only do you not watch a show that you hate, you also don't email the cast members.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell them how to fix something that I hate. Dad's on Fox. I gave that a chance because I knew Seth MacFarlane was the executive producer. Is that right?
I believe so.
And they finally got to a scene to where people are vomiting on each other. I've been, all right, now you're working the Family Guy into it.
Right.
Kind of into it. Then Fox cancels it. But I'm certainly not, if I don't like something, I just don't, I don't consume it. Whether it's a TV show or food, if I don't like going to a restaurant and hating the food. I hate the food here. Every time I come here, it sucks. Every time I come through the drive-thru, you always get it wrong. Do you hear the words? Every time. Why? What's the purpose? If you live forever, I could see spending a couple of hundred years going to the wrong drive-thru.
Absolutely.
Oh, they always hit the drive-thru. Then stop going through the drive-thru. I hate that show. You guys never talk about anything of consequence. Then listen to music. Buy an iPad. Get a subscription to SiriusXM, whatever it's called now. You got too many different choices. You have a plethora of choices now as far as your listening experience than you did just 10 years ago.
Oh, God, it's ridiculous the amount of options. Yet you still subject yourself to the thing you hate.
I have to hate this. I have to call this man a phallus. Maybe I'm proud to be a phallus. What's a phallus? Say an erect ding-ding.
Oh, human?
I think it covers all,
all yeah.
Species.
Okay. Continue.
But again, I'm not ashamed of it.
No.
I'm proud to be a phallus from...
I would be too.
Dallas. Yeah, hang on, keep talking. I think I got a country song here.
What do you mean, think? Well, I think this one's pretty much a guarantee. And really, this is going to be one that writes itself.
Yeah, you can already kind of hear it in your head.
Not only can I hear it, I can feel it.
Yeah.
I can see the dance floor popping.
Kind of thinking like the Alan Jackson song?
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but keep talking because I'm on it.
Which Alan Jackson song, Chloe?
The Dallas from Tennessee, and I'll move Austin East.
Oh, yes.
Or would it be set to All My Exes Live in Texas?
I don't know.
Almost there. Keep going. No. That's Courthouse.
I'm excited. He's on a roll, clearly.
I know.
All right, so go back to Alan Jackson's song.
Which, I don't know. Well, that doesn't fit. I'm just trying to think of what's...
Hey, proud to be a phallus. Just out of curiosity.
Yeah?
How did he spell phallus?
He spells phallus F-A-L-L-U-S.
Oh, God.
It is P-H, yes.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
Okay.
I'm also pretty sure he misspelled his own email address.
That's okay with me. Excuse me. Have to get my guitar, talk for a moment.
Okay. Is anyone familiar with this word, rampid?
Yes.
What is it?
Like running rampid, like out of control.
I think that...
No.
That would just be rampant.
That's rampant.
Oh, my bad.
See, it's okay. The reason I ask is because that's where I think John messed up in his email. Because instead of calling himself Rampant John, he calls himself Rampid John.
So Rampant is the one I was running rampant.
Rampant, yes.
Oh, okay, my bad.
No, that's fine.
They sound the same. What does rampant mean?
I got it now. Hang on.
We just told you.
No.
Hush. Is that an A? I don't know what key the song is in.
You're writing it. Aren't you?
Well, I'm going from Oki. Hold
on.
Of course it's set to Merle.
Oh, that is Merle, isn't it?
Why were we thinking anything? Alan Jackson. That's stupid.
Well, I'm proud to be a phallus from the Dallas. Place where even pricks can have a ball.
Oh, my God.
I don't know the chords. We still have the glory hole at the courthouse.
I like where this is going.
And white women are... No, that's not going to work.
Uh-oh.
I don't know the chords of the song, and I can't end with the white women's in line.
Man, I don't know here.
I'm known to be a phallus from the Dallas place where even pricks can have a ball. We still have the glory hole at the courthouse. The white women are the greatest.
You know what's great about that? You have to write it.
It's catchy.
I don't think Merle would appreciate it. You took my Okie from Muskokie and changed it from Phallus from the Dallas.
Actually, I think he might appreciate it more than you know. I'm sure Merle's got a sense of humor.
He's got to be. He's almost dead.
Oh, yes.
Time to be a Phallus from the Dallas.
It's going to be in our heads all night.
Place where even pricks can have a bowl.
Of course.
We still have the glory hole at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm. And?
The white women are the greatest.
See, that's everything that country is.
Yeah, but it's racist.
That is everything that country is.
Okay. It's not the segment that I'm totally embarrassed by.
Let's not be totally embarrassed by it. Anyway.
Partially. Nah. Alfie, who was on the hotline?
That was Mark. He just told me he's here.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, and your phallus buddy, he also did, when he did douche, he was trying to do an accent over the E, but he did it with an apostrophe. It doesn't need it. Either of them.
I just spelled phallus, F-A-L-L-U-S.
He spelled phallus like fall us.
You know, if you're going to call me something, at least learn how to spell it.
Spell check, dude.
Yeah. Don't go with something, what is phallus? Latin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go to the Latin, just go with head. Think Steve Martin, the jerk.
Yeah.
I'm curious why all the phone lines are ringing.
Probably.
Oh, you got to sing the Proud to Be a Phallus from the Dallas.
Mm-hmm. That or they're probably calling with Kinsey name suggestions.
Oh, boy.
What we decide on? Martin?
I say Kinsey Martin.
It's up to you if you're embarrassed by it.
I'm not embarrassed by it, but that's yours. Like, Russ Martin. Like,
well, that's my real name.
I know.
I'm not afraid of hiding from people.
Wait. Well, if you use your real name, how come I can't use my real name?
Because people will find you and come do things untoward to your clam at your house.
Oh, my God. Like, is that necessary?
Well, it's not like we encourage them to do it. It's not like we run promos.
Mm-mm.
Dan, more news?
Well.
Kenzie Skulls, Kenzie Daniels.
Maybe.
Kenzie Daniels. Kinsey Dandos.
That has my vote now.
It's one of the few on-air names you'd have to hit the dump every time you said it. It's my business card. Your name on the air is Kinsey Dump.
Indeed it is.
Yeah, I don't really have my own show yet.
We could tell by the name.
Pushing this, I'm not going to have mine. All right, you got about a minute, so go ahead.
Speaking of names, Comcast was reportedly forced to issue an apology on Wednesday after someone at the company changed a customer's name on a bill from Ricardo to A-hole.
Like the full-blown word?
Uh-huh.
What's his last name?
Brown.
Your new name is Paul Brown. It's a blaxploitation movie.
Lisa Brown, who lives in Spokane, Washington, said she was shocked when she first saw the bill with her husband Ricardo's name changed.
Was there some way that the computer misinterpreted? Well, it's not going to do that.
They just changed it on the bill. She contacted
a person specifically changed it.
That's the assumption. She contacted a consumer advocate blog and provided it with a copy of the billing statement. When asked what may have led to the derogatory name, Brown theorized that it could have stemmed...
Maybe you're an asshole.
That it could have stemmed from a recent phone call she had with the company's customer service. Brown explained that her family was in a tight financial spot. She called to inquire about how she could cut down her monthly bill. Brown told the blog that instead of assisting her, the representative passed her on to a retention specialist who promptly tried to keep her at her current bill and, on top of that, got her to sign a 2-year contract.
Didn't Comcast, although they may have pristine service, they're the ones that got in touch with somebody before where they handed him off to the retention specialist?
Yep.
I do not want your service. I cannot afford it.
But is there a reason you don't like it?
I do not have the money. I'm a responsible person. I can't pay for it.
Yeah, we don't really care about that. We just want you to stay.
But I can't afford it.
Ah, I'll spot you 50.
Pinky swear?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
What's your name?
Kenzie L. Jackson.
A senior representative said the company will investigate the issue and fire the person responsible for the name change. Steve Kipp, a vice president, told the blog, "We have zero tolerance for this type of disrespectful behavior and are conducting a thorough investigation." Brown told the blog that Comcast has since called her and offered a full 2-year refund.
So they went to whoever was offended went to social media before they went to Comcast.
Possibly.
Well, how else can you prove all this happened? I mean, Comcast, it's like, sent that out?
She has her bill.
You can Photoshop that. I can take mine from AT&T and put on Ked Martin, a.k.a. Kenzie Martin. I mean, you can Photoshop any of that.
You can, and that's where probably part of the reason for the company saying we're going to conduct a thorough investigation, find out who's responsible. It's possible they do this investigation and find out that they did nothing wrong and this woman did it on her own. In which case, they then have to come out and make that pretty public.
And that's the only problem with social media is people immediately assume whoever's accused is immediately guilty, and there's no other investigation needed. But you go back to the Wendy's thing, the finger in the chili that turned out to be an absolute hoax, and untold millions of dollars that Wendy's lost because of something somebody concocted.
Yeah,
you can do that with bills, receipts, whatever. And there's almost no way for either side to prove I'm right or he's right.
At a certain point, the company just has to decide, is it worth taking the PR hit? Even if they don't think they did it, the appearance of it is there, so they need to do something to make it right to save face.
I think it's worth taking the PR hit. You have to, a certain company at a certain point says, hey, f*** off. We never said that. We don't say it. We're certainly not going to put it in print and then mail it to somebody.
And furthermore, shame on you.
We're going to sue you
just
for saying that we did it. If there turns out to be a penalty on the other side, because normally the anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
Online, people look at, well, I can say whatever I want and I'm protected. It's already, we've already hit the point where you can be tracked down and fraudulent activities can be proved. And if a big company like, say, Apple wants to commit you, do you think they're going to worry about their PR?
Yeah, the people will still be lined up around the corner for the next iPhone.
Alfie, the hotline's ringing again.
Got it.
How long do we need before we need a break?
No.
Okay. We decided on a name for Kenzie.
Kenzie Martin.
You don't like it, do you? You want something flashy? How about Kenzie De Laurentiis?
Who is that?
Do you like the name?
No.
Kenzie Cash?
No, it's cheesy.
Kenzie Adler.
Oh, I love it.
Want to go with Kenzie Adler?
No.
Kenzie Walt lied.
Kenzie Walt. Or Kenzie Walt.
It'd look awesome on a business card.
It would. And you could just put Kinsey Bleep on the card.
I love making you cuss on the radio.
Plus, today with you and that big pink toboggan that you're wearing, you want to call her Kinsey Reservoir Tip.
Toboggan?
Isn't that what you call that?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of old school, but still.
Toboggan's a sled.
What's that on her head?
A beanie?
Beanie. The new word's beanie.
Well, whatever it is, probably full of sperm.
You're gross.
It does strike a...
You had a beanie on just like this the other day.
Mine was empty.
You look like... What?
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:37, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Let's start off in Dallas, eastbound 175, right at Haymarket. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Prairie Creek Road. This one involves three vehicles, and in that backup just before Haymarket, got another accident blocking the right lane. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-20 right at Hampton Road. Got some road construction there clearing out from the two right lanes. They still have them blocked off right now. Traffic there is jacked up back from Spur 408 Patriot Parkway. About a half hour delay through it. Still in Dallas, southbound on the tollway right at Harry Hines. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's jacked up back to Cedar Springs. And finally, in Plano, eastbound on the Bush, right at Alma, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Hillcrest. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Marshalls. Tonight, cloudy and 43. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of rain, and a high of 58. Right now, 55, and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
I'm addicted to the grind. What do we have this week there, Mark?
Hello, Russ. We've got a couple great, awesome Pause the City pups here today. Cinnamon and Gumbo. We'll start with Cinnamon. Cinnamon is one of our volunteers, super volunteers, is holding her.
Actually, I think with the camera shot, if you hold them, they'll be able to see it on the video stream.
Okay, I can
so
do that.
That's Cinnamon you're holding now?
Yes.
Okay.
Dan, you want to hold her?
No, just
you're good.
Hold her exactly the way you got her.
All right. So she's a terrier chihuahua mix. I don't see a lot of chihuahua personally, but we have her listed as a terrier chihuahua mix.
Let me look at her. She looks more like a terrier werewolf mix. Doesn't she?
Yeah, but like a mini werewolf.
A safe one.
Yes. Yeah. 2 years old. And we rescued her at the last minute at Dallas Animal Services. She was on the list to be put down. 11 pounds and just great with people, kids, other dogs. I mean, just a great dog. I mean,
dogs after a while get acclimated to other dogs, regardless. I mean, it's just animals can see past, not doing the soapbox thing again, but. Animals can see past color and handicap and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I adopted Blue, the deaf cocker, there were people that said, animals can smell that there's something wrong with that dog and that they're not going to treat it properly. My dogs either are supreme beings or they're all retards because they can't tell that Blue is deaf. They have no clue. They'll bark, they'll play, they'll, all right, so Blue's bark is a little off of. But animals, biggest thing out of the animal kingdom for the most part is there is no prejudice.
Yeah. I always say dogs love people more than people love people. There's a lot we can learn from them.
And people don't really seem to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're just They're dumb animals. I think you may want to revisit that concept.
Yeah, if you feel like a dog's just a dumb animal, then you need to realize you're a dumb person.
Yeah, because dogs can lick their own peters. That's pretty smart.
So, well, cinnamon can't.
Take that, Einstein, with you and your theories.
Yeah, ring the bell all you want. I'm going to lick my peter regardless. I'm thinking Pavlov. But cinnamon looks, is she full grown?
She's full grown. She's 2 years old. She's got reddish, brownish hair and white hair kind of all mixed in. So, just an awesome dog. I mean,
let me see her face again. Turn it a little towards me. I'm just trying to think of who she looks like.
We've said this before, but to me, she's kind of got that a little bit of the Ewok werewolf face. You're right. It does kind of werewolfish.
Who she looks like to me is, nobody's going to get this, but maybe Mark, is from the Monsters. Remember Eddie's Wolf Wolf?
Yes.
That's who Cinnamon kind of looks like, is Eddie's Wolf Wolf doll. Older people get it. Older people adopt dogs.
I'm not saying you made it up.
So Wolf Wolf is okay. You want to talk about the other dog?
Absolutely. So Gumbo is our other dog.
You need some help?
I've got it. So Gumbo is also 2 years old.
Claude, take a Wolf Wolf.
Tangled
up.
Yep. Is also 2 years lab mix.
Dan, you want to help the two of them? Or you just want to stare and laugh?
Well, I'm just...
So 2 years old, lab mix, almost all solid black. Got a couple little white markings here and there, one on his nostril, and one on his...
Is how big?
56 pounds.
All right, bring him over here. I'll pick him up so the camera can see it. Gumbo.
And he is...
Man, that's a big black dog.
Mm-hmm.
He's also, as you're saying right now, he's very treat motivated, but he's also just a fantastic dog. Loves people, loves other dogs, and
loves everybody except for Rex,
evidently. But anyway,
have you heard? He heard me tell the Flintstones joke.
He's a little sore at you.
So he came from the Arlington shelter, and I'm kind of pointing that out because he was on the list to be put down, but the shelter employees and volunteers begged for someone, a rescue, to step up and take him. They really took a liking to him. So,
are you guys like, is Paws in the City like the last resort?
Yes, we're tracking them. We're not tracking them until they hit what's called, they're tagged and they're scheduled to be put down because of overcrowding.
And at that point, that's where we're tracking. Because you guys don't have a brick and mortar building. You have people that foster animals in their own homes. And if you don't have the families, then you've got no place to put them. It's not like you can overcrowd a shelter with Paws in the City.
Right,
You take what you can.
We do, and we actually take more than we can because the overflow ends up in boarding partners of ours that we've got relationships with.
Gumbo?
And,
there you go. Keep talking.
Okay. Gumbo is finally warming up to Russ, by the way. So our events this weekend... I'll go ahead and plug those. We actually don't have events this weekend other than we have a big training class. We had a big event last night. It was a fundraiser called Martinis for Mutts. But this weekend we have a big training class. We have a lot of new volunteers that have joined us lately. And if anybody wants to take our hour and a half training class on how to handle dogs at adoption events, things like, we're going to have some really good trainers that are going to be there. We're going to be doing that at the Whole Foods at Forest Lane and Preston. So... And then other than that, we're doing meet and greets all over the weekend. If anybody sees a dog on our website that they want to meet, we can set up a meeting for them to meet with that dog and do, like I said, what's called a meet and greet. And we're
I don't just expect the process. It's not arduous, but it is just short of adopting a child. Yeah. You're not just going to turn a dog loose to anybody.
We're here to adopt dogs. I mean, we want to do that. But we do have a process to make sure that they're in the right home. And so that's... Kind of explained a little bit before, but it's an adoption process where there's an application. The application's screened, and then we do a home visit. And from a home visit, we do what's called a play date, where a dog then at that point spends 3 days in the person's home.
And it's hard to explain it to somebody. For somebody that really loves animals, they get it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is a little bit harder than if I just went to the pound or if I went to a breeder. I give them money, they give me dog.
Yeah.
In this instance, you guys make sure that the animal is going to a better place, and I don't mean heaven.
Right. And sometimes people will kick back on the home visit, for example. But what we're looking for in that situation is, like, is the fence secure, and will, you know, and things like that. There's just certain things we're looking for to make sure it's a good environment for the dog. And
do you ever go by and check on the dogs with your pants off?
Not with my pants off.
Seems like you would.
No.
Seeing how the dog might react to a pantsless stranger.
Yeah.
I never thought about that before, but.
Or the owners.
And the owners, yeah. Yeah, you, who know, you might luck out.
Yeah, Mark from Paws in the City.
Yeah.
You like.
I don't know.
I know this makes no sense, but it's just funny to me come to the door with no pants on and go, can I come in?
This is part of your home visit.
This is a test. You like my shirt? Do you enjoy the fact that I'm uncut?
Oh, God.
All right, so the website?
Website is pawsinthecity.org, and you can also like us on Facebook.
Are you giving him a treat?
I don't know, but I pulled it out of the bag, and Mark's eyeballing it more than Gumbo the dog is. Here.
After I finish.
Now you eat the bacon strip.
All right.
He did.
How is it?
It's pretty good. A little dry.
All right, I got to try one.
All right, hang on. There you go.
Hello? In a minute.
No, eat it now.
Can you make it?
Open.
Here, Chloe, turn here.
Really? We've gotten this drunk, we're eating bacon strips on the air?
Dude, I'm sober. These are like a little, like tiny treat.
Here you go, Chloe. I got one.
That's my bad. I hit the dog.
Here you go.
Yeah, it is kind of dry.
You know, a little dry.
Kind of chewy.
Were you expecting it to be delicious?
I don't know.
Well, you look so disappointed.
Well, it's kind of hard to tell. I truly mean this. It's kind of hard to tell what dogs are into if they lick their own peters.
Well,
maybe it's like a begging strip with a peter back.
We'll be back to the show.
6:55. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Marshall. Starting off in Dallas, eastbound 175 right at Haymarket Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back to Prairie Creek Road. Also in Dallas, southbound on the tollway right at Harry Hines. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. That one has traffic backed up back to Cedar Springs. And finally, in Plano, eastbound on the Bush, right at Alma, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is jacked up. Back from Hillcrest. I didn't even go to Fort Worth. I'm sorry. Listen to the Russ Martin Show all next week for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Mavs versus the Clippers on February 9th at the American Airlines Center. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by KTXA 21. Cloudy and 43 this evening. Tomorrow, a chance of rain as we hit a high close to 60. Right now, 55, but 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Why my dogs at the house really consider that a treat. The what do we have? We have the bacon strips.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed strips. To be bacon and cheese flavored.
And even says in the front, made with real bacon. Bacon and cheese flavors.
It has no hint of bacon in it. Did you eat any?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, just you'll trust me with
this. It says on the ingredients, it has bacon.
Not yet.
And bacon fat. That sounds tasty.
Is it like the sixth listing of ingredients?
Yeah, but still, it's in there.
Well, what's the first one?
Ground wheat.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the first ingredient? cat sh- and kitty litter.
Is that not a dog treat already?
Dogs love that.
It needs to be if it's not.
That's why I wouldn't go to a restaurant if they said, our chef is a dog.
Is this something you worry about a lot?
It's just, it's a situation where just dogs don't really, it's funny, they like certain things that you like cheese, love cheese.
Mm-hmm.
If
pretty much
if bread, I'm, tortillas, things like that, dogs love.
If I'm eating it, my dogs want it.
But the things that are specifically made for dogs, they're not that tasty. Welcome to my restaurant. I am the dog and the chef for tonight. Would you like to try the cat sh- a la range? What's it topped with? Kitty litter.
You know, it's for the texture.
Because as dogs, we love the cat sh- in kitty litter. And then we add a twist of orange. You like it? It's nice. Or, other special is enchiladas that Russ puked up.
Twice eaten enchiladas?
Re-eaten enchiladas. Our customers love it.
It is very rare that it is a special, but it's here for you this evening.
You do not always get it fresh, but we have Russ in the back who is sick, who has eaten enchiladas.
So we may run out, we may not.
It is a limited special. It's Thursday night only. And trust me, the clientele, they love it. The anticipation when he starts doing the cricket pump.
That's all part of the table side presentation.
Russ is at the table.
Yeah. You ever heard of Cherry's Jubilee? Mm-hmm. Oh, this is Russell Jubilee. He's going to... He's going to vomit right on that plate, and then they're going to flambé it.
That's what I hate in the middle of the night when I start getting, we'll just call it the fit of the coughs.
Right.
My allergies are kicking up. And I know I've had something tasty for dinner. For some reason, my body and my allergies going, yeah, you don't need to keep that.
Mm-mm.
We're going to cough until you yak it.
And the dog.
And I know if I can't make it to the bathroom, I gotta immediately go back and clean up my yak. Otherwise, the dogs are going to just totally clean it up.
And it is sort of that pack mentality, because they will all team up to keep you away from it, make sure they all get a taste.
He is coming back with the mop. Okay, you stand guard.
All of a sudden.
You can't clean it up quick enough.
Twiggy's holding you at gunpoint. Back off.
Quick, get the trench coat.
I have learned to hold his Glock sideways to scare you. Why am I a Chewini and speaking with a French accent, I don't know. But I will pop a cap in your ass till we eat this vomit. And go buy us a cat. buy us a cat with diarrhea. I really think we could sell scripts to Seth MacFarlane for Family Guy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Brian's birthday. What did you get him? A cat with diarrhea. Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is great.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, man.
You didn't even have to put any candles on it. Okay. We got the animals covered. We didn't really pick a name for Kenzie. We can work on that later.
Got the next episode of Family Guy.
Ready did our bets with Super Bowl. What do you have left, Daniel?
I'll just move the dog's things here. Florence Henderson has a friend with benefits.
Ooh. Isn't she? Florence Henderson is. Hang on. I did an interview with her. I was doing Eagle mornings, the first go around late 90s. She was probably in her late 60s. Still doable. In fact, we even took a selfie together. And I, for years, looked for that, and I can't find it.
Oh, it sucks.
So how old is she now?
80.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd do it or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. She says she still feels like she's 28. The former Brady Bunch matriarch, Florence Henderson, revealed she has a friend with benefits. In an interview with Closer Weekly, the 80-year-old actress said she's not planning on slowing down anytime soon. She told the magazine, "I still feel like I'm 28. I do anything and everything to stay active." She says she likes to date guys in their 60s because they need to keep up with her active sex life.
I'm such a MILF.
She says
men in their 60s desire me.
Mm-hmm. She says it's foolish to think that older people don't enjoy sex. It's a big myth. There is no age limit on the enjoyment of sex. You learn to do things with more experience, intelligence, and the ability to choose more wisely. The actress, who turns 81 on Valentine's Day, said she enjoys putting herself out there but is not looking for marriage. She says, "I like to date, but not every date needs to lead to marriage. I actually have a friend with benefits. He lives in Fort Lauderdale and is a chiropractor."
I don't know. I know when I did the interview with her, I think the guy that came up to the Eagle was her husband, but it never really came up.
Okay.
She's never really talked about marriage during any of her interviews. In fact, a lot of people go back and focus on the fact that Mike Brady, I can't think of the actor's name,
who
was gay.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, even back in the 60s, they knew he was gay. And all the interviews seem to focus around that as opposed to, okay, you got typecast, you couldn't really do a lot of things. So now you're 80, and for lube, you're using Wesson oil.
Hey, if it works.
Or whatever it is. Alfie, what was the guy's name that played Mike Brady in the 60s?
Robert Reed.
Thank you. That was a big thing, and according to some of the documentaries, when he knew he was actually dying of AIDS, he called the Brady family together, and they were all in the room when he died.
Wow.
So it was one of the few sitcoms where they really stayed connected.
Yeah, I think that one, I think The Cosby Show.
Full House.
They've all seemed to, have maintained decent relationships. Which you would actually think would happen more often because you think you spend so many years with a group of people that you have that bond. Other people just kind of immediately run from it whenever it's done.
Well, you get different projects. You get focused on different things. I've noticed with a lot of Tom Selleck projects, there are people like in Blue Bloods I've seen work with him in other things.
Really? Is the anyone from Magnum P.I.?
Nobody I've noticed from that. You're not going to know these references. In the movie In and Out with Robert Klein. Robert Klein.
Yeah.
The guy that played Robert Klein's brother, kind of a stupid-looking guy. Uh-oh, I must be gay.
I remember the line, but I can't see his face. But I know who you're talking about.
Okay. He plays the deputy commissioner in Blue Bloods.
Okay.
And there are a few other people. So I'm kind of guessing Tom Selleck is a lot like James Garner, who once you showed some type of loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
He returned it.
Which is not that common.
It's an anomaly in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like when the Rockford Files, they were going to go and shoot in Hollywood. Hawaii. James Garner said, either all of us go, the cast and crew, or none of us go. Well, we can't afford for everybody to go. Then we don't shoot in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And somehow the network, NBC, figured out a way for everybody to go. And he did that with everything. Even, played back and forth of, okay, I'll take a cut in pay if you'll give Stuart Margulin and this other chick a raise. Why does that sound familiar?
I don't know. Never heard of it.
Mm.
I'm kidding. It was you. Jeez.
Well, that's not where I got it, but
That's
if subconsciously
done.
I did, you know, when they said, hey, can we have the show free on $11.90? Well, yeah, if you give Flo a raise and make Alfie full time.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just the stand up people in entertainment that you want to revere forever.
Yes.
And ever to hold up on a pedestal to properly worship their greatness and to thank them every day, sometimes even before I go to sleep.
Which obviously is never going to happen.
What do you mean, never going to happen?
Nobody appreciates the sacrifices I've made for this show.
Yes, we do.
I ate dog food today. Nobody called in and said thank you.
Your dogs will thank you later when you throw it up.
Yeah.
Oof. Like, oh my God, his vomit has treats.
Oh, damn, that does not taste like bacon. But there, that's one of the encouraging. That I think that's one of the reasons I like Blue Bloods.
Mm-hmm.
Is Tom Selleck kind of came from the James Garner school of don't have people around, because Tom Selleck was on several episodes of The Rockford Files.
Gotcha.
That's the end of my story. I have nothing else.
It's good though.
Goes back to the Bible. Just don't f people around unless they deserve it.
Or unless you're God and you feel like messing with folks.
If they deserve it, then you get fire and... there's a punchline there.
Brim.
And brim jobs.
And there it is.
All right, give us a couple more stories, we'll go.
Okay. On August 8th, 2012, a 44-year-old man named Alan Barnfield in England went to a farm and... had sex with a Shetland pony. Like you do.
Witness, I have to. I enjoy f***ing ponies. Full-blown Clydesdales, they'll kick you.
Witnesses saw him take the pony into the woods, and they called police. When the police got there, they found Alan sweating profusely and smelling strongly of horses. A test found DNA from the horse on Alan, and as if all that wasn't bad enough, he had photos and movies on his phone of bestiality. So he's in court now facing a charge of sexual intercourse with an animal. He is denying it and says he was just out taking a walk.
I was just out taking a walk and this horse dressed in a thong approached me. Dressed like a rainbow.
Shaking that ass.
Shaking that little pony ass.
According to a new Career Builder survey, 23% of us show up late to work at least once a month, and 14% are late once a week. The most common things that make us late are traffic, lack of sleep, and bad weather. But there are some really weird excuses that employers say that they've heard. Those include, number 10, I went out to my car and the trunk had been stolen.
And I'm Kenzie, and I always have, like, excuses. Like, I was playing foosball with a hot Indian and lost track of time. So I was, like, late for work.
Okay.
I also lost consciousness at my gagging class. I was driving to work, and I got hit by a rogue kite.
I actually want to say she's used that one.
Well, she's notorious for stuff. She blames me of, oh, we didn't get together this weekend because you said this and you said that.
Yeah.
A lot of times she just throws out, well, you know, I've got this video project that I got to edit or
I woke up with like an olive in my eye pit.
Eye pit?
An olive in your eye pit.
Yeah. It wasn't just an olive. It was the entire garden. I left it. And then I was driving in my motor vehicle, and the headlight fluid came on. The light came on my car. Said my headlight fluid was low.
Sorry, some of the real ones were what?
Also, number 9, I dreamed that I got fired. Another excuse was, I'm not late. I was thinking about work on the way in.
I had some of the weirdest dreams. This has nothing to do with this bit, and I have no punchline. I had the weirdest dreams over the past couple of nights that everything was okay with Mandy and me. We were back together.
That's not a dream. That's a nightmare.
Well, it is, but I can't even go to Dr. Thorne with this because he's not going to have an explanation.
He might. I've read that before. I've read articles before because I like dreams. I'm curious to see if anyone can ever actually decode them. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, when you dream about an ex, it's supposed to speak to like a current relationship status or
something
wrong.
But I'm not in one.
Or,
the thing that concerned me, and again, there's no shtick here, is am I subconsciously missing her and it's coming up in my dreams because awake, I don't miss her. And I know it's ugly, but I want unhappiness to beseech her. And that's ugly and that's rude, but I'm kind of cool with it.
It might be something as simple as you desiring to be in a relationship, and that's what you dreamed about, and it just happened to be, you know, you dream about people that you know, that you've seen before, and that's it. You got her.
I don't know, but it's been to the point it's disturbing when I wake up.
I would imagine.
And I don't think it's anything that I can go to Dr. Thornton with because...
Ask him.
He's gonna hit me with psychological ease that I'm not going to understand, and I truly don't think anybody understands dreams.
I don't think so.
How do they come up with, well, if you dream about water, it's dreaming about the passage of time?
I think so. That's just someone sitting around making stuff up and trying to find a way to get a paycheck.
But I'm Kenza, and I dreamed one time that a friend in a band that I know called Bloated Monkey gave me a treasure map.
Whoa.
And I don't know whether to follow the map or not because the band was called Bloated Monkey. And also, I got trapped in my mom's closet trying to find the door to Narnia. Is that good enough to go?
Yes.
Okay.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. If you get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow us across all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com, where Nikki Six is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com. where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. We'll see you guys later today.
Hey.
The Metroplex.